are now tuned in to the Brocast.
Is there more sacrifice stuff?
Yeah.
Okay.
Saving it for the show.
Why are we saving it? Why are we doing half of it off air and half of it on air?
Because this is how we do.
What? That
this
doesn't make any sense.
This is how we do it.
Yeah, Andy gets it.
This is Peter Hewitt.
What?
I saw a Vine of that the other day. It stuck in my head.
What?
I don't know who Peter
saying
Hewitt
words
even is.
Or...
I'm going to Google this. Yeah, he's saying words, you fucking idiot. Read a
yeah,
book.
Fuck you. I'm sorry.
Well, so Dragon Dragon needs to come out with the Ricky the Dragon Steamboats thing.
Well, he
is. What the fuck do you mean?
Oh, I didn't see the entrances. I'm an idiot. Right, this is how we do.
Peter Hewitt is a British film director.
Okay. Good to know.
He's a comic book fan, and he wanted to direct the Judge Dredd movie from the early 1990s. I don't think he did, though.
The fact that he wanted to probably means he didn't.
He worked on Garfield, The Borrowers, Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey, Zoom.
Zoom?
Zoom!
What is Zoom?
It's a 2006 movie, also known as Zoom, Academy for Superheroes.
Oh, okay.
It's not Sky High.
It's Sky High, but not. It's
yeah.
Zoom.
Everyone is wearing yellow, apart from the guy in the middle. Who the fuck is that? Tim Allen!
Oh, wait! Oh, God. I just got like a flashbulb memory. I might know what that is.
Tim Allen, Kate Mara, Courtney Cox, Chevy Chase, and Rip Torn are in this.
What?
Okay,
I don't know what this is, but whoa.
Let's play the game of guess the budget and guess the earnings.
Oh, I'm awful at that. I have no idea. I'm going to assume the budget was higher than the earnings, though.
Yeah, it was a bomb. Let's say $35 million budget. What was the earning?
Like, maybe $15 million. Maybe.
No.
No?
No.
Whoa.
12.5 million.
Oh.
La 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 la.
Wow, this really is 2006.
Jesus.
No, 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 no. For a Razzie Award.
A what?
The worst actor for Tim Allen, who was also nominated for Santa Claus 3, The Escape Clause, and The Shaggy Dog.
That was a bad year.
But he lost to the Wayans for Little Man.
I don't even know what that is.
It's
I never
the one where the Wayan plays a baby.
Oh, okay.
Like, it's just his fucking head imposed on a baby, and it's like, woo. Oh, there's a soundtrack! Oh! Oh my god, this soundtrack.
Okay.
I'm not gonna bother with the songs, I'm just gonna do the artists, okay?
Alright.
Smash Mouth.
Oh, good.
Smash Mouth.
Okay.
Smash Mouth.
Uh-huh.
Smash Mouth. Bowling for Soup.
Okay, I can only imagine what song that is.
Punk Rock 101.
Yep.
Save Ferris.
Mm-hmm.
Smash Mouth.
Yeah.
5 for Fighting.
What?
Jimmy Eat World.
Oh, God.
Hey!
Enrique Iglesias.
What?
Smash Mouth. The Prague Philharmonic Orchestra.
What?
The Bangles.
And Smash Mouth.
And Super Chick.
Oh, I thought you were really going to say Smash Mouth again.
Let's count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 6 Smash Mouth songs in one fucking movie.
I need to see it now.
I don't like.
When we do our script reading this year, can we do Zoom?
If I can find it. To be honest, I don't think I'll be able to, but I will fucking try.
I'd be cool with Sky High.
I haven't seen that in fucking forever. I
remember
to
fucking
it.
Loving it.
Yeah, in a bad way.
No,
it wasn't
I remember
a good
just loving
movie.
I remember just loving it.
Let's look at some of the characters. Okay. Tim Allen as Captain Zoom.
Oh. Ooh.
Oh, one of the superheroes is named Concussion.
That's actually not a bad name.
Depending on who you are.
Well, is he a good guy?
I don't know. Wonder.
Okay, that's shitty.
Princess.
That's really shitty.
Houdini.
That's not bad, actually.
Mega Boy.
That's awful.
Mega Boy!
Son of Mega Man. Is he good? No.
Well, I've just created Disco Dave. I'm
glad you're doing this now.
Yeah, really.
Oh my god. Is that it? That's all the characters in Zoom?
That's all the ones that I care to mention.
Okay.
Because the rest are fucking boring. Dr. Okay. Grant. Oh.
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 Fucking
god.
A.
Fucking awful.
Really, yeah, really fucking awful.
Sky High.
Just... Sky High. Sky High. I was trying to do the Kanye West song. Where did it... Hang on, Andy, where are you going?
I just fell down a flight of stairs.
Andy. All right,
I just dropped my thing.
Just fucking freaking out over there for no reason.
Man, I miss when Keelan was on the show. Well, first of all, just in general. But second of all, like...
I miss Keelan.
I do.
Come back! Mr. Balderson!
But no, like, specifically, I miss whenever he would, like, leave the shed, but leave his microphone on, and, like, his door would sound like there's a fucking elephant.
Yeah. Well, Keelan just left.
This is the elephant.
Well, here comes Keelan.
I miss his elephant. I miss Keelan.
You know what I miss?
Elephant.
That really fucking hilarious moment where he left, but didn't tell anybody. We didn't realize. Then he announced his return, and we were like, when? What?
I don't even remember that.
It happened.
I'm sure it did. It sounds like
I don't know when. And then he was throwing his boob against the wall, and it was funny.
Oh, I do remember that.
Yeah.
The fucking plastic...
Stress boob.
Stress boob.
We all need one of those.
Oh, God. That reminds me. I went with a group of people to a mall a couple towns over earlier this week. It's not worth telling, like, as part of my week, so I'll just say it now.
Right.
And we, you know, like, if you ever go to a mall, there's always like those booths that have like the stupid shit they're trying to sell you.
Yeah, sure.
There was one that had like packs of three of those like water filled squishy balls.
Right.
And like you could throw them against the wall and they'd stick to the wall and then they'll fucking fall and splat and shit. And it's dumb, right? And but they're like goofy entertainment.
Yeah.
So as we walk by them, like, there's someone demonstrating how they splat, and so, like, he's throwing them up in the air, and they hit the ground, and they splat, and they're all, like, dispersed, and it's like, oh, whatever. And fucking as we're passing it, Avery's just like, fuck, I need three! So she fucking spent $10 and bought three of them. And by the end of the day, two of them were already broken.
Worthy investment.
Oh, it was the worst. Because, like, a friend of hers was in the back seat playing with one of them. And he's just, like, fucking vigorously shaking it back and forth for some reason. And it just bursts and water goes everywhere in the back seat. And she's like, fucking really?
This cannot possibly go wrong.
Fucking, at least they were fun while they lasted. But yeah, I don't know why I said that story. Something reminded me of it.
Stress boob.
Stress boobs, that's what it is.
Yeah. I was thinking, hang on.
Anyway.
Yes, Andy. Yes.
I don't know. My brain isn't working today. I'm sorry.
When good. Perfect for the broadcast.
Yeah. You know what? We don't expect it from you anymore.
And on that note...
What? Oh.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to... Fuck, I forgot what episode this is. 55?
56.
56. Oh, yeah, because I was 55.
Hang on. Fucking hell. Well, you think we would know by now?
I should, like, keep track of this shit better.
Yeah,
it's 55. It's Wait.
56.
It's 56. I never put 55 in my thing.
Yeah, because I did that.
Yeah.
I think this can be a performance review to start things off. How did I do last week?
Well, first of all, I'd appreciate it if every time I'm on the show, you don't immediately shit-talk me and then follow it up with a horrible impression.
Yeah, come on. Hello.
No, to be fair, Andy is fucking awful. I try.
Andy, your impression of me was, I'm blue!
Blue!
That's not what I say.
And then you went, ah.
Yeah, but Brooks, to be fair, I also don't say, she won't get you!
Yeah, you
kind of do.
I say
you
those
do.
Words, but
you
not
do.
Like that.
That's how I hear it.
Fuck you.
What?
Just fuck you.
What?
What
else?
But yeah, this is episode 56. We finally figured that shit out.
Yeah.
And, we're going to start this episode off like we always do by talking about our weeks. But since Andy's brain's currently rewiring as we speak.
Exactly.
And since I missed the last week and the last time I was on, I was furiously ill. I will start it off for once. Right. And I will start with my Thanksgiving vacation from 2 weeks ago that I didn't get to tell, where I went to Alabama for 4 days.
Alabama.
And, you know, I've never been in a secluded, like, woodland area for 4 days, like in a cabin. And
a cabin in the woods, one might say.
Yeah. And I gotta say, it was not bad. It was pretty relaxing. And I would do it again. Because it wasn't like there's no fucking running water. Like, you know, not like that kind of seclusion. So, like, there was still enough for me to not freak out. And it was just nice to be away from cities and people. And there was no cell service. So, like, I didn't have to deal with any of that shit. And it was just nice to be away for 4 days. In, like, a pretty place and have fun. And, you know, Thanksgiving, obviously. Food, lots of it. Good food, too. So that was obviously fun. Never going to turn that down. And so while the cabin was obviously away from cities and all that, it wasn't really that far away. Like, the nearest city was called Auburn, and it was about a half-hour drive. So, like, just far enough away that you can get away from it. But if you wanted to go, it wouldn't be that bad of a trip, you know? So there were a couple times where we did drive into Auburn. And one of those occasions was Thanksgiving night, because we got hungry because we ate early in the day for the big Thanksgiving dinner. And we decided to go out again later because we were hungry again. So me and Avery are driving around and we're like, okay, shit. We just realized it's Thanksgiving night. A lot of things are not going to be open. And so we're driving just looking for anything to eat that's open. And we find a place called Popeye's Chicken, which is a fast food chain, mostly in the South, I believe. I don't remember ever seeing it when I lived up North. But it's fucking good chicken is the point. And it was open, surprisingly. So we went in there and we got what we wanted and we're sitting in there eating. And all of a sudden we both just kind of have this moment where, like, we feel bad for these people working on Thanksgiving night at Popeye's. So Avery goes, let's get them a cake.
Oh, she's wonderful.
And I'm like, yeah, sure, why not? Let's go get him a cake. So we know Walmart's going to be open because fuck Walmart. So we drive to Walmart and get a cake. And then we realize, shit, Popeye's closes in like 20 minutes and we're not entirely sure how to get back there. So this is going to be fun. So we get there with like 5 minutes to spare. And we go inside and we just go up to the front counter. And we're like, hey, here's a cake. And like, the people were like happy and like, we did a good thing. It was just, you know, looking at back on it, it was such a weird little adventure to have on Thanksgiving night. Because like, we should have had plenty of time in retrospect, because we left Popeye's to go to Walmart with like an hour left before they closed. But once we got to Walmart, we just spent like 20 minutes looking at DVDs that were on sale.
Amazing.
I found Face Off.
You didn't buy it.
Here's why I didn't buy it.
Right. Fucking.
Yeah, I found it, grabbed it. I was like, I'm going to buy this.
Good. Okay. So the motivation was there to begin with.
Yeah. And then like we're walking around and we're looking at other DVDs and we eventually find that like big fucking 10-foot bucket of DVDs that's always there.
Bargain bin.
Yeah. And so we're looking through those to see, because she found the first Hobbit movie, because she already has the second one, oddly, but not the other two. And so she was trying to find the third. And we're digging through that. And at some point in the digging through the bargain bin, I lost Face Off in the bargain bin.
Oh, you fuck.
And as I'm walking away, I'm like, shit, I had a DVD in my hands before we started looking in there. What was it? And like, I spent 5 minutes just thinking, like, what movie did I have in my hands? Shit, I lost Face Off.
You hear me screaming across a fucking continent. Face Off!
Oh my god. But
Step Brothers!
Still ended up
Will
getting
you fuck off?
still ended up getting a 4-pack of Pokemon movies.
Oh, good.
She did end up finding both the Hobbits. Dinosaurs from the year 2000, that CG Disney movie.
God, yeah, dinosaurs. Man, that shit.
There's something else, I can't remember. But
there was a monkey in that movie.
Yes, there was.
And, remember that time when dinosaurs and monkeys were in the same fucking universe together at the same time?
Best friends.
Yeah. No.
Well, technically it was feasible.
I don't give a shit.
But yeah, and then we're like, okay, look at all these cool movies we got. Shit, we gotta get a cake. So that was our Thanksgiving night.
Did you also get ham with cheese in it?
No.
Because that's a fucking thing in Walmart.
Okay, what?
Ham with cheese inside of the ham.
I don't even know about this.
How American is that?
I don't know. I feel like that just sounds good.
No. Don't.
No.
Put a fucking slice of ham and a slice of cheese in a sandwich. Why you gotta be lazy and combine them both?
Who says that's lazy? I'd say that's innovative.
Because it's ham and cheese.
Yeah.
It's not things fucking that go rocket great science. Together. It's not rocket science. It's not quantum physics. It's culinary simplicity.
Get it? Quantum physics?
What?
What?
Because it's my name.
If you had anything to do with what we were talking about, then yes, that would have been clever. But you literally have just been sitting there silently for the past 2 minutes. And then he says something about ham and cheese, and you're like, get it? Quantum physics?
I love ham and cheese.
Great.
So do I. This is why I'm so angry.
I don't get why you're angry about it.
But, alright. Okay. Okay.
Yeah?
Right. This fucking country over here.
What?
Right? You have this fucking obsession with cutting corners to the point that you combine ham and cheese into one slice.
So?
Why?
Because it fucking...
You don't need to.
But you don't need to not.
That's not justification for any decision. I don't have to fucking clean my windows. I'm gonna clean my windows. Why? Because I don't not have to. What? Why am I yelling?
I don't know either.
You're scaring
it's
me.
It's fucking ham.
That's my point.
No, you have no point.
I have a fucking point.
There is no bell to ring.
You did this. You.
You put the ham in the cheese.
You put the ham in the cheese.
The other way around.
Well, it's like a fucking zebra, alright? Is it black with white stripes? Is it white with black stripes?
Is it ham with cheese or is it cheese with ham?
We don't know!
It's just ham cheese.
I hate it.
Why... Why do you hate ham cheese?
Because I hate
That's a
things.
Title.
What the hell is ham cheese?
What part do you need fucking explaining, Andy?
I don't get it. What is ham cheese?
What part do you need explaining?
Is it like you put the cheese in the ham or...
Yeah! Fucking A, man.
That's what we've been yelling about for...
Where have you
I
been?
I thought you were talking about, like, ham and cheese pizza or something.
Ew.
Pizza never equated into the conversation whatsoever.
You know what is a good pizza, though?
Oh, okay, we're doing this now. What?
Replace the tomato sauce with Alfredo sauce, and then replace the mozzarella cheese with feta cheese, and put spinach and black olives on it. It's actually fucking great.
I would get behind that if I knew what the fuck Alfredo was, other than your new nickname.
Are you serious?
What is that?
It's like a cream sauce.
Cream?
Yeah, with like cream and cheese and like, it's fuck. I don't know how to explain the culinary science of Alfredo!
Alright, fine, I'm googling Alfredo! Jesus!
I don't like it when they yell!
It's fucking
fine, go to your room.
We'll Welcome to the Angry Food Discussion episode of Brocast.
Dad and Dad are fighting, okay? Fuck, go away. Great.
No, don't. We don't need Tumblr looking at it that way.
Tumblr hates us. We've discussed this.
Well, Tumblr doesn't know about us, so.
It's Ellie you have to worry about.
She has blatantly expressed before that she would be fine with, like, fan fiction of us.
Yes. Yes, she has.
All kinds of fan fiction, mind you.
I don't want it, but at the same time, I would like to read it.
Would you?
I wouldn't.
I wouldn't.
No one's asking you, Andy.
I feel like I should.
And this is like Liam X Andy fanfiction.
Yeah. It has to involve you. That's when you want to read it.
Liam was going onto his laptop. He typed into the laptop.
When he opened his
laptop. Wrestling fans.
When he opened his laptop and saw his background of Andy's face, he just caressed it gently.
And he whacked off his raging erection.
Okay. No! Jumping to that.
No, I don't
fucking
like great. That. Stop
Andy
it.
Felt it.
Stop it!
He could feel it from his own house.
And then he went over there.
And they did it.
And they fucked.
Aggressively.
Really hard. And
why are we,
fast.
Why is this happening right now?
I don't know, I'm very scared.
Liam was the bottom.
Liam's a power bottom.
Oh, God!
So Alfredo sauce.
God damn it!
Put that on a pizza.
I don't want to talk this anymore.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I put you off Alfredo?
Yeah.
Oh.
You fucking talking about Liam X Andy, where Liam's the power bottom.
I don't even know what I'm going to Google power bottom, so I know
what
that means.
Don't Google power bottom, for God's sake!
Too late. Too late. Too
Fuck,
late. Okay.
Not difficult. Don't do these things.
Urban Dictionary power bottom.
No, stop Urban Dictionarying it, for fuck's
sake. I apologize to anyone listening to this.
Andy, calm down. It's just homosexuality. It's fine. Gay male term. Dominant bottom. Yeah. While a bottom is usually submissive to his partner, a power bottom enjoys maintaining control over the top and or the penetration, the normally dominant role in gay male sex. Power bottoms supposedly have skilled tongues.
Okay, so...
Give the
tongue.
Best blowjobs.
I'm not even done with my week yet.
And... you know what? We learned something today.
Did we?
Yeah, I didn't know what the fuck a power bottom was, now I know.
Do you know what Alfredo is yet?
Yes, I just said, I googled it.
Yeah, but you never actually... You went into great detail about what a power bottom is, but you never...
Alfredo is white. You put it on pizza, and apparently it tastes good.
Yes, okay, so...
what else?
One of the other things I did this week
yeah.
was I watched, for the first time, Dinosaurs. Because I had actually never seen that movie before. And you know what?
You like it.
It's not bad.
Right.
I mean...
It's weird.
It's... Okay, I don't...
It's a film made in 2000.
Yeah, it's a movie. But no, like... when I'm sure when it came out, like, the CG was like, oh my god, mind-blowing, right? But, it you know, it obviously didn't age the best. but even now, it's not, you know, god-awful CG. The weirdest thing about it, though, is that the characters are CG, but the backgrounds are real footage.
Oh, God, really?
Yeah, they got, like, real footage of a forest, and then they CG'd the characters walking through it. And it's bizarre. And...
oh, I remember now.
It kind of makes the CG stick out more as not great. But after a while, your eyes just kind of adjust to it. It's like, yeah, no, this is fine. This is just how it is. And it's like, you know what? I can live with this. And the story, obviously not being the most in-depth because it's a Disney movie about dinosaurs.
Well, what is the story?
The meteor killed everything. Some dinosaurs are actually still alive. And a band of dinosaurs get together in this herd. And some assholes are running the herd, trying to get all the surviving dinosaurs to the nesting grounds, which is like this paradise of a place, but they gotta like wander through the desert and shit to get there. And meanwhile, there's these two T-Rex-like things, but they're not T-Rexes, I don't remember what they were, like following the herd, and eventually they will catch up to the herd and Also, the main character dinosaur was raised by monkeys because that's just a thing. Don't question it. And
I think I will.
And you know, because does anyone remember the trailer for this movie where it was this big fucking epic thing of this egg going from its original nest to like across the world?
I can't say I have now.
Yes.
You do, actually?
Yeah.
Okay. Because it's like this big, like it starts with like this little lanky dinosaur stealing an egg, and then another dinosaur fights with it over the egg, and it ends up falling into a waterfall, and it like goes through a river and gets picked up by a pterodactyl, and then it fucking like ends up in the forest somewhere.
And then it goes into a bar and it drinks a pint of Guinness.
But that's actually the opening scene in the movie, and the egg lands in a nest of monkeys, and the dinosaur is raised by monkeys. Or lemurs. I don't know what the fuck they actually were. But
tree things but aren't dinosaurs.
Yeah. But then, you know, main character, super awesome dude, is going to end up leading the herd to paradise because the assholes are assholes and fucking, you know.
Are these assholes dinosaurs?
Yes.
Or are they just like Rick and Steve from the water cooler?
Rick and Morty are leading this herd of dinosaurs.
Right. That sounds better.
Morty, we gotta get to the nesting ground, Morty. Oh, jeez, Rick, I don't know about that.
You gotta turn into a car.
Morty, you gotta turn into a car. It's fine, I can find a taxi, get in. I need to start watching that show.
I love it. Me too.
But no, it's actually, you know what? It's not bad. It's a movie that I enjoyed watching.
Well then, okay.
And then the other thing I watched this week, not a movie, it was actually a YouTube video, which normally I would never talk about. But do we all know the name Max Landis here?
Of course
yes.
We do.
Yay.
Wrestling isn't wrestling.
Yeah, he did that video, along with
he
a lot of other
things.
He also
did a lot of movies.
Yeah, he wrote Chronicle, he wrote American Ultra, he directed, what was it, his, her, so what was that movie?
Something.
Something like that. Sorry, Max.
if you're listening, which you're not.
American Ultra is fantastic, by the way. I have yet to see Chronicles, so I can't say. But
yeah, it's okay.
But anyway, I saw more of his videos that he's made, because it's not just Wrestling Isn't Wrestling. He also made a video in the same style of Wrestling Isn't Wrestling about the death and return of Superman. And if you haven't seen that, that's fantastic. He actually made that video first. He did like a short like 9-minute sit-down video of explaining why he doesn't like the character of Superman. And then another video I saw was that he was, in 2013, he was approached by DC Comics to write a reboot of The Death and Return of Superman. And due to various reasons, that never came to fruition. But he makes this video where he just sits down in front of a camera. There's no actors, it's just him in front of a camera, telling the story of if those plans would have gone through, and if he had complete control of it, how he would have written The Death and Return of Superman. And for anyone who gives a shit about comic books, watch that video. It's called The Death and Return of Superman Pitch by Max Landis. That's the name of the video. It's fucking phenomenal. The video is just him telling the story as he would have written it. It's amazing. I hate Superman, and I love this story. By the end of it, I was fucking rooting for Superman. It's fantastic. So if anyone gives a shit about comic books and listens to this, go watch that video. It's like 45 minutes long, keep in mind, so make sure you have some time to sit down and watch it. But it's amazing. And that's pretty much it for my week. So my song of the week is Blood on My Name by The Brothers Bright, which was a song that we listened to on the radio during our road trip to Alabama. Or maybe it was from Alabama, I don't remember. But it came up, and I immediately fucking fell in love with it, and I've been listening to it ever since we got back.
Home, Alabama.
Not that song. That is not the song I'm talking about.
The sky tap blue.
Here is the song I'm talking about. Play it now. Awesome. So,
Sweet home, Alabama.
Alabama.
In the highs on Drew.
What?
Sweet blah, Alabama.
Andy.
Yes.
How was your week?
My week was okay. I went to Lincoln.
Oh, yay! Did the streak end?
No, of course
missed
it did.
Opportunity.
Did you go
Well,
home?
we didn't go out because my friend is a bit skint at the moment, and
what is it? What? Goes out. What?
Well, yeah, no. Okay, two things. One, skint means broke.
Oh.
No money. Two, I thought you said my friend is a bit scared at the moment. No. Wait, scared of what, Andy?
No, he's not scared of anything.
Oh, he doesn't afraid of anything. Whoa.
He does what he wants.
Ooh, talk about it.
So, basically, we stayed in, and I'm trying to figure out.
You had a nice sleepover.
I'm trying to figure out.
It's watching a movie.
I'm just trying to think of a time when I can, like, go out, because he always goes out at, like, weekends, and I'm working, like, weekends a lot of the time. So, that kind of sucks. So I can't ever really see him. And, what was I saying?
I'm sure I don't know.
So, yeah, I've had to do, I've had to work, I bought Madden.
Yay. Which one?
Madden 16. Nice.
Oh, God. Why? Why would you ever buy the latest Madden?
Because I'm a fan.
Why wouldn't he?
Because they fucking... It just doesn't ever matter.
Well, the thing is, I haven't bought Madden in 10 years, so...
Okay, fine. Still, I would have got last year's game. Guess what? It's the same.
Well, I was just like, yeah, whatever. So it was on offer for like it was. I looked on Amazon and it should be like 40 quid. But then in the store I was in, it's like $29.99. I'm like,
fine.
Don't make me do that. Don't make me buy it.
Stop reaching into my wallet and taking my money and giving me the game.
So basically, it's actually a pretty good game. And I'm not really good at it. as I predicted, I believe on this very same show that I'm not very good. So it's good, and it's good to play with friends and stuff. It's just one of those things that you can play with mates if they come over.
So it's a multiplayer game.
Huh?
It's a multiplayer game.
Oh, of course it is.
You can play it by yourself, but it's more fun with people.
Just the way he sold that was like, you can even play it with your friends.
It's a thing you can do together.
Remember that? Multiplayer.
Remember Friends?
Remember Friends physically coming to your house? No, neither.
Remember Friends the show?
No, fuck off.
What? I can't even mention it? Remember Seinfeld? God.
Seinfeld was fucking good, you prick.
So was Friends, you ass. Now that we got that out of the way.
No, it wasn't.
You're just wrong.
Fuck off, alright? You wanna throw down, bitch? It's dead, Ben Affleck!
Stop shouting at each other.
Son, go to your room.
Oh, God.
Stop it.
Okay, if any of that was words, I would have been able to respond to that.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah.
It wasn't.
I did that, and that's basically been my week, I think. I caught up with my friend, who I went to uni with, who I haven't seen for fucking ever. That was my week, I think.
What are you playing right now, as we can hear the click-clacking of your controller?
I'm playing 2K60.
Are you creating anything worthwhile?
I'm creating Disco Dave, who could be potentially a new character in our magical
It's been
universe.
Half an hour, Andy.
I know.
To be fair, character creation takes a while, if you want to do it well.
If you want to do it well, like I'm doing.
Besides, why would Supla City want Disco Dave?
Disco never dies.
Yeah, exactly.
Dave does.
Yeah, Dave dies, but Disco lives on.
So... Disco Dave, ergo, is a paradox.
Well, not really.
It's
is that the same Dave from the prank calls?
I don't think he's dead.
Oh, so you, Dave? Is it the same Dave as that?
Andy?
You remember? You remember, right?
I remember.
Oh, come on, remember.
Hello, Dave. Dave,
hello,
is that
Dave?
You?
Hello,
Dave.
Are you smoking crack? What are you talking about?
Over here is Chris Benoit.
I think you've been smoking drugs.
No,
Andy, you were fucking there!
Was I there?
You interacted with this fucking prank caller!
On the show! when we did
that dickhead!
Dave!
Sorry, I don't remember these things. I'm not very
clearly
good at remembering things.
I'm not good at remembering.
Click, clack, click, clack.
Yeah, maybe Disco Dave will show up in Super City. Who the fuck knows?
Why?
I don't know.
Because he's amazing!
We don't know him!
It's just jobbers, fuck
but
it.
But you know, that's Tony. The point!
We will accept all jobber refugees.
No, don't use that word. Don't use that word.
Oh, fine, jobbers. Just we will accept all jobbers.
Rogue jobbers from the homelands.
The homeland of jobbers.
Yes. We will,
Kansas.
We will handpick you.
They're all from Kansas.
Amazing.
Even the ones
horse
from the future.
Horse
is from fucking Germany, apparently.
He's from why is he wearing fucking lederhosen if he's not from Germany?
We'll explain that later.
Yeah? Because I had to make up his backstory, because I didn't get shit.
You don't need a backstory!
I don't need a backstory!
And a backstory!
Hi, Gilbert Gottfried.
It's a horse.
Hi!
It's a horse.
It's a horse! From the future!
Okay.
What backstory do you need?
It's a little weird that a horse showed up at a wrestling event.
He's blue!
So I felt the need to explain his reasoning for being there.
And the reason is that he's a horse!
That's not...
And he's there because he's a horse!
I don't think we have the same opinion on what horses do in their spare time.
Just Gilbert Gottfried saying we don't have the same opinion on something. Oh, no. Gilbert Gottfried yelling at Gilbert Gottfried about a fucking horse.
I don't know what just happened, so...
The best moment in Supla history, that's what just happened.
Yeah, that's coming in for best of. Oh. Shit.
You just remember that that's a thing?
I have to make that. That's coming out in January or February, or maybe.
Maybe October.
Oh, maybe July.
Horse.
I need a system, man. I need to take note along the year.
You were supposed to do that this year, and you just never did, apparently.
Gave up in January.
Why?
I don't know. Things happened and everything changed.
Have fun watching all of our year's content.
Jeez.
Oh, jeez, Rick.
Oh, I don't wanna. I have time, but I don't have time.
Morty, we gotta make a best of, Morty. Oh, jeez, Rick.
I need you to help me.
Fine. I gotta make my own best of.
Oh, everyone help. What moments are good?
A lot.
I don't know. That one time where we argued about Roman Reigns for about 4 fucking months in a row. Leave all of that out?
Yeah.
Okay.
Not good.
The best of will start from April.
Yeah. Pretty much.
What? Those 3 months.
No, I think there was a moment in like February or March talking about Stardust and Goldust where pancakes got involved.
Yeah, no, that did happen, yeah.
That was good.
Wait, what the fuck?
You, Andy, were talking about pancakes as I was trying to talk about the Goldust
Stardust. Oh, we were making pancakes.
Yeah, it was
the
pancake day.
Day after pancake day.
Oh, yeah, it was the day after pancake day. So at least you'll be able to find the date easier.
I know what video it is. I just don't want to watch all of it.
Okay. It's towards the end.
Yeah, I know.
Anyway.
Horse,
Andy.
Horse.
Andy.
Yeah.
What's your song of the week?
My song of the week is Ain't Too Cool by Lunch Money Lewis.
I actually don't know that song, but we're going to hear it now. Cause I ain't too cool today. Cause this might... Awesome.
I still haven't heard it.
Well, you just did. What are you talking about?
Why are you lying? Why the fuck you lying?
Oh, please stop.
Hang on, we're 2 different Andys in the room right now. What the fuck?
Why you always lie?
There's Andy, Andy, Gilbert, and Gilbert.
And that's Black Andy.
And Ernie and Ernie. Gilbert Godfrey.
I am not Gilbert Godfrey.
Affleck.
Batman.
So Batman, you got a new trailer out this week. Oh, we're talking about that in global news. A beer or a book has. Whatever the hell that segment is.
But before we get to that.
What?
Brooks, how was your week?
Well, my week. This is all right.
Please stop it.
Scott, you need to let Brooks. It's his turn.
Please.
Look at me talk, Skinny.
Scott, it's not your turn.
This conversation is giving me, like, a fucking aneurysm.
Andy, fuck off.
That's like when we were doing the fucking African and Cockney Alfreds the other week. Yeah. I was fucking listening back to that. God damn it. All right, how was your week?
Okay, at the start of the week, I tried to get a new wardrobe for my bedroom.
Oh, like a piece of furniture.
Yeah, a wardrobe.
I thought you meant like your fucking, you know, collection of clothing.
I needed something to house my collection of clothing.
Well, you know, all right, never mind. Fuck. So,
which
right.
is a wardrobe.
Tried to get a new wardrobe. What went wrong?
Well, you see, we ordered it. We got the estimated delivery date. Uh-huh. It didn't come during the estimated delivery date.
Uh-huh.
And so, we waited the next day. Uh-huh. Still did not arrive.
Uh-huh.
So we called up the people, and they were like, it's actually out of stock, so we will resend you another one. I leave the house, I come back to the house, the wardrobe is there.
Okay.
So I spend a while building it.
Oh, this is the thing you were building.
Making many fuck-ups along the way, meaning I had about an hour of wardrobe building in my time.
Okay.
Then I did the supla.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cut forward 24 hours later.
Yep.
The wardrobe showed up.
What? So they sent you two?
Yep.
Wow. Well, at least now
so
you have two.
So now, I have a built wardrobe behind me. It's very nice. It's very spacious. And I have a flat pack wardrobe in a box behind my door.
Wow.
Anyone want to buy a wardrobe?
Oh, buy none. No.
No, I'm good.
Fuck off, I'm giving it to you for free.
Well, you got a second one for free.
It's called making money. Which I need. Desperately.
Yeah, that is a good point. I don't have money, though, so.
Somebody buy my wardrobe.
I'm not buying your wardrobe.
Fuck you.
Wow, that's a great sales tactic. Like, hey, you want to buy this, like fucking, like, just bouncy ball? No. Fuck you.
Yeah, what else do you need? You're wasting my time. Get the fuck out of here.
Free for $10.
I need free. So you know the old saying, you order a wardrobe and they give you two because they're fucking idiots.
No!
Boo!
Yeah, you turn into a fucking
Bigfoot.
Tired.
King Hippo over here. So, I have a wardrobe. It's very good.
It's the smallest King Hippo I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations on your second wardrobe.
Oh, thank you. Yes, we've been trying for a while, but now it's happened. It's a little miracle. We're calling it Steve.
What's the first one's name?
Jimmy.
Okay.
Yeah.
So Jimmy's all put together, but Steve's not quite right yet.
Yeah, no, he's still got to cook in the oven for a little bit longer. The ovary oven.
Oh, okay.
Because babies.
Yeah. Did you get we were talking about babies?
Yeah.
Ovaries. Anyway, what else did you do this week? Other than cook ovary baby wardrobes.
There's a title in there somewhere. I was playing Pokemon.
Oh, God.
What?
Every time something happens in your Pokemon game, I immediately just get, like, a screenshot and then a fucking message like, dude! So yeah. I'm already aware of where the story's going.
No, but this is a big fucking deal.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
I'm in Mount Silver.
Yeah.
Walking in the grass.
Yeah.
I see a ponytail.
Yeah.
It's blue.
It's blue.
Do you want to hear my reaction?
I can play it.
All right.
Just
you
give
play
me a,
it.
Just give me a second to load it up. But for those of anyone who doesn't understand the significance of this, and that sentence was beautifully crafted, by the way.
Ponytail is not blue.
Right. So what's the implication there?
I found a shiny Pokemon.
And here's his reaction.
Dude! A fucking shiny Ponyta! What the fuck?!
And, you know, that was a message that was sent to me at 1:54 p.m. on Saturday evening.
Yeah.
And my reaction was just, well then. To which you responded, fuck! Which I didn't want to reply to, because I didn't know if that meant you accidentally killed it.
No, I caught it.
Okay.
I don't think you understand the significance to this.
You also sent me that message.
Okay. Andy doesn't know because he's an idiot.
I'm not an idiot.
Prove that.
I can't do that.
There you go. Okay, I'm gonna Google what the actual odds are of finding a fucking shiny Pokemon. But, oh my god, this is the third Pokemon I've ever found that is a shiny.
I've actually never even seen a shiny Pokemon in my whole, like, life of playing it.
I've been playing it for over a decade.
Yeah.
I have previously found a shiny Zubat.
Okay.
Shit. Because I don't want to evolve it into a Crobat. That would take too much effort.
Well, you're just lazy.
Well, you fuck you.
And yet you were making fun of the ham cheese.
Don't even start. Don't even fucking start. I was playing, I think it's Black and White. I don't know the name of the Pokemon, and that says it all. I was like, oh, it's shiny. It's a shit Pokemon.
Okay, well.
And now a Ponyta.
Yeah.
Oh my god, a fire type that's good.
Yeah.
It's fucking awesome. It's blue.
Yes, it is blue.
Jesus. Anyway, the chance of seeing a shiny Pokemon is 1 in every 8,192.
I've definitely run into that many Pokemon in my life, and I've never seen a shiny.
You want a percentage of this?
Yeah.
0.0122%.
That is not a lot.
Nope.
I'm about to sneeze, I think.
Great.
Damn it, nope.
I'm glad you care.
I mean, you know, it's not my Pokemon, I don't give a shit.
It's mine, and I give a shit, because it's mine.
But, you know, as I was looking for that message, I also decided to go back a little bit further.
Oh, great.
And
what dirt are you going to show to the world now?
The day we recorded the Supa this week, I was, you know, it was pretty much showtime, and I was waiting to see how long Brooks would be before we would start the show. And so I sent him a message. I'm like, hey, any ETA on when we'll be getting started? And he was like, is 25 minutes from now okay? I'm slow at assembling, because he was making the wardrobe that we previously mentioned.
I was making the wardrobe.
Yeah. And I was like, yeah, that's cool. I was just planning out my attire and seeing what time I had. And he replies, okay, RuPaul. So
yeah, that was funny.
So I reply, what? You fucking requested slicked back hair, shades, and a leather jacket. You think I'm just going to fucking throw this shit together like some kind of amateur? I'm not Andy. I'm not a scrub. I take pride in my work, good sir. And frankly, I don't appreciate your tone.
Fuck, man.
He sent me an essay.
And he says, proving my point here, but good man.
Yeah, yeah.
To which I apply, suck a chode.
That's just...
And he said, not hard to be better presented than Andy. And I'm like, I'm sorry, I don't know where that came from.
Yeah, really.
And he's like, what, yeah, you fuck? Got. He's like, yeah, you got one strike now, bub. To which I just replied, rub-a-dub, bub. And that
rub-a-dub,
was the end
bub.
And that was the end of that conversation.
People think we're weird, they're right.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to argue with stuff like that. So, rub-a-dub, bub, everybody.
Shiny Ponyta.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so happy.
Yeah, I can see you're very happy with yourself right now.
Why wouldn't I be?
I don't know.
1 in every 8,192.
That's a lot. That's a
I
lot of
am the one in every 8,192.
Don't turn that into a slogan.
That's gonna be a shirt.
No, it's not.
Speaking of shirts!
Yeah, talk about this.
Okay, everyone has heard already. Merchandise store.
Yeah, we've said that term a lot.
Yeah, it's open now. Go buy a fucking shirt.
I'm sorry, what was that?
It's open. Go buy a shirt. There are like 8 designs in there. Let's,
can I
let's
buy a design?
No.
Yeah! Give us money, Andy.
I'll give us our own money.
Yeah. Buy your own shirt so that you can get the profits from what you bought.
To be fair, that's the only way we can get one of these.
I know.
They don't send you free ones.
I know.
I was going to get a super... Wait, they don't send free ones?
No.
No. Cost them money to print it, Andy. No.
And there's 6 of us. You think they're just going to give out 6 free shirts?
I want my own shirt.
Let's go through some of the designs that are currently on redbubble.com/people/thesupla.
We are people.
I am personally.
Barely. What? We have the Supla established 2008.
Yay, that's a cool one, actually.
That's just the logo, the text logo with EST 2008 below it.
Way to downplay the fucking...
It's cool. Then we got our squared circle logo.
Oh, yeah, I forgot that one was on there.
Yeah, that's a separate shirt.
Yeah.
And so far, we have 1 piece of merchandise per host.
Yay! That'll expand, obviously, as the store grows.
Yeah,
but
of course.
Now we're just at a starting point.
Age of Ulquan. I love it.
Yeah.
That is Liam's.
Yeah. The Avengers-style Supla thing.
Yep. Another one is Here Comes the Quan.
Yeah.
That is Andy's. Another style is Pundit Boy. That is Keelan's.
I fucking love that one. It's so simple and great.
You also got Trash, Trash, Switch, Trash, Fuck. Comically censored. And I like the little description I have for this one, because you had to write out descriptions of what these things are.
Oh god, I didn't know there were descriptions.
I need to find it first.
Okay.
They made me write it out, and it is somewhere.
Okay.
So, it's in the artist's. Here it is, okay. There exists a legend.
Oh god.
A legend of a Pokemon trainer named Carmine Antonelli.
Fuck.
This young man would find himself forever trapped within the confines of the Vermilion City Gym.
Oh boy.
At the hands of Lieutenant Surge, cursing out the easily solved puzzle within the gym's walls.
It was not easily solved.
I solved it on my first time and the last time I went there. Fuck you. And now you, too, can be a proud owner of this frustration in one glorious shirt.
I love it.
That's actually my favorite design out of all of these.
I know. Very happy.
Then you got D's Nuts!
Yeah, D's Nuts!
I have descriptions for most of these, so I'm just going to read them out.
Okay.
D's Nuts, otherwise known as the Brendan Davis's Nuts Factory. It's the leading producer of packaged nuts in Supla City.
Yep.
From peanuts to pistachios.
Oh, God.
D's Nuts is at the forefront of Supla City's exports, and is the most popular snack to be sold at the Supla Dome during Brawl events.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Let's go over to Pundit Boy, shall we? I struggled with this one.
Okay.
Did you ever stop and wonder just what is the Pundit Boy Keelan Balderson's angle? Is he smart? Is he strong? Is he neither? We have often done the same here in Supla City. The conspiracy riding,
government
fighting, wristbands, selling, shit, dwelling,
son of a gun! Woo! Keelan Balderson!
Boy, Keelan Balderson.
Woo!
Is one of Supla's most time-tested hosts. Express your love for the Pundit Boy.
Yeah, I love that.
Let's see what I wrote for Age of Ulquan. All of these shirts cost around £18, by the way. If you want to buy one.
That's not bad.
An artificial intelligence repurposed by Sam Brooks as a replacement for Andy Kwan after the host was fired for his lack of professionalism and odor.
Wait, however, what?
However, the AI went rogue and started acting too much like Mr. Kwan, leading to his deactivation. Something, something, movie parody.
I like that.
Here comes the Kwan.
Yeah.
I like this one. Perhaps the show's most famous co-host, often at his expense, Andy Kwan has made a big name for himself on the internet. Whether it's singing about explicit sexual acts to hundreds of thousands of wrestling fans, or proving he has no rhythm or skill at impressions.
Yeah.
Thank you. That sounds
Andy
right.
Andy has solidified his reputation at Super City. Believe us, you'll know when he's coming.
We'll all know.
You'll all know. You'll all know!
You'll see.
I'll show you! You'll see!
I actually don't know whose theme that is.
Stevie Richards.
Oh, God.
I like how Andy does it, because he's like...
Have you ever heard him fucking do CM Punk's? He makes him sound like Finley.
No, no, you're doing it wrong.
No, okay, let's do this again.
Sounds like Finley. Oh, it's awful.
It's not awful, because that's not what I'm doing. That's not what I'm doing.
Let's fucking do that.
I have a shirt. It's my new SB logo with Dragonizer and Lord Suplex on it.
God, how many fucking nicknames do you have now?
Stop getting mad.
No.
Anyway.
Oh.
They say that Brock Lesnar is the owner, originator, and executor of Suplex City. The Dragonizer would disagree.
Well.
Since his debut at the Supla Dome, Sam Brooks has been on fire, handing out suplexes to those that deserve them like candy on Halloween. Whether it's Andy Kwan, Liam Dunn, or Glenn Fielding, the King of Superstyle has not had a day's rest since he's opened his cans of suplex onto the world.
What?
What?
Fuck all y'all, I thought it was cool. what haven't I done? Oh yeah, there's the Team Bear Hair shirt.
Yes!
My favorite.
Yes!
This one is slightly shorter because I uploaded it about a month ago. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to a shameless parody of another club. Not only do we accept Quan pretty Dark. Much anybody. Oh my god, Quan Dark. That's it. Oh, Dexter!
Why? Wait a minute, do that
Juan
again.
Juan William!
What the
fuck? Ah, that's how he talked, fuck off. I'm not done here!
Little Jewish man!
I did not sound like that!
Not done.
Oh, it wasn't meant to be your voice, it was meant to be Mandark's voice.
Not done.
Who the fuck is Mandark?
Shut up.
Go fuck yourself.
I'm just at a state of like... Do you people like me, or...?
Yes! You're hilarious.
I'm just, like, I'm very concerned that you people don't actually
like
me.
We find you very funny.
Andy, you're one of my favorite people in the world. Shut up.
Yeah.
Yay! People! Favorite.
Not only do we accept pretty much anybody into the fold, and not only do we have our own hand gestures, we also have our own cool shirts. Want to sign up to the Bear Hair Army? You can today.
Yay!
Hey.
That's bad. We got 9 designs. You want to go buy one of these 9 designs? You can go do that.
Hey, go buy a Supla shirt. They're not that expensive. There's going to be more. It's great.
There is going to be more. There is going to be more, yes.
But for now, we wanted to start on an even slate, give everyone one design.
Yeah.
And from there, we will expand into greater territories. But we finally have a merchandise store.
We also do other things like... I'm pretty sure you can get Age of Alquan on a mug.
Oh, yeah?
If you want.
I was just going to ask if Redbubble did other types of merchandise.
Oh, they do shit tons. It's just some of the logos don't fit onto these things, so...
They
are
get
all
Team
at least
mug.
Shirts.
I would get a
They're
Team
all at least
Behar
shirts.
Mug. That sounds awesome.
I think you can get Team Behar as a mug. Let me double check. You can get it as... Shirt.
That's it.
You can also get it as... Yeah, that's it.
Damn it. Still.
Shirt, a shirt for both people or a shirt for a woman?
What? What'd you just say?
Unisex t-shirt. A unisex t-shirt or a woman's t-shirt.
You're gonna... Okay, never mind.
Alright.
Yeah. Are we still on your week?
Yeah.
Okay, what else did you do?
You can also get a bare hair shirt in gray. Sacrifice.
Yeah, sacrifice. Okay, I guess we're going into sacrifice.
Let me give a card.
Yeah, it was good. I really liked how it came.
I won!
Hold
on! Welcome to the official sacrifice Fallout pre-show, post-show. Fuck
the
it.
The pre-post Fallout
the
show.
The post-pre-sequel. Yeah, Sacrifice has come and gone. It took me about 7 hours to finally download it onto my computer.
Yeah, it was a big show. Longest show we've had in Super Brawl.
It would have taken me an hour, but the download kept fucking up. But anyway, let's go over to the Super Brawl records. First and foremost...
Well, okay, Sacrifice... This isn't canon. Right, this Sacrifice canon. Does not attribute to our win-loss records.
What? God.
Because, fuck it, we're fighting like Stone Cold and Dean Ambrose and shit.
Yeah.
They're not Brawl members.
Yeah. Anyway. The Superdome!
Yeah.
If we're calling it that.
Maybe.
We should decide on a name right here, right now.
I still think it should be the Supla City something, so I don't think Supla should be in the name of the dome.
The Brawl Dome.
The
Bath City.
I still think so. I still think like combining things like Arena Plex or Arena Dome would be better, but
Plex Dome. The Dome Plex.
No.
The Plexi Dome.
The Plexi Dome.
The fucking
it's made entirely out of plexiglass.
Yeah.
Plexi Dome.
When Stone Cold enters,
the whole arena explodes.
And everyone dies.
The end.
Bye, everybody.
I don't know. The Supla City Arena Dome. What's wrong with that?
Arena Brawl Domeplex.
Why you gotta
fuck everything up, Sam?
Why you gotta fucking Frankenstein some name together?
That's what the fuck you're doing.
Yeah, but and I'm not adding like seven different terms.
Arena
to
Dome.
It's Domeplex. Two things.
Frankenstein was many things.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was cool. I want a tag team with him. Yeah.
Okay.
So, first match. The entire theme of this is the invasion.
Yes, the WWE invaded the unnamed arena, and we fought our counterparts.
Yes, first match of the night, Brendan Davis.
Going up against his new persona of Stone Cold Steve Austin, not Titus O'Neil.
Yeah,
I was very confused about that.
Like, yeah, Brendan just wanted to be Stone Cold instead. He got a new finisher, he got a new theme song. That's it. That's all there's to it.
Yeah.
So he fought Stone Cold, and he won!
The time of 11 minutes and 43 seconds.
He fucking beat Stone Cold with the Ace Stunner.
Jaws.
Great contribution.
I'm waiting for the most glorious moment on this card.
You can talk about the rest of it too, though, as we're going
let's
through.
Let's just do it in order. Let's just do it in order.
Okay. Yeah.
I liked this first match.
It was good.
It was good. Balanced.
I think Brawl is going to be a lot better in 2K16 because the AI is better.
Oh, yeah. Much better. Much better.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Keelan Balderson.
What a fucking shit show.
Lost. Lost, everybody, to Ric Flair.
Horribly. Like, okay, a few of us lost our matches. Keelan lost horrendously.
It doesn't make any sense.
He didn't do anything to Rick. He got a finisher in at one point somehow, and that was it. Like, he just got his ass handed to him by this mummy.
Ric Flair with the weird theme music.
What do you mean? What?
His theme wasn't his theme.
Was it not?
Like a weird remix.
I didn't notice that. I couldn't hear it as I was recording it, and I didn't pay attention to it as I was editing it. I don't know.
It is weird. Go back and listen. It's not the usual thing.
Well, that's odd.
Yeah.
But he beat Keelan.
Come on.
Got smashed with his new design.
Come on.
I like his new design, but it didn't fucking help him out in any point.
I'm saying to Keelan, come on.
No, I know. Yeah, he needs to get his shit together.
Get good.
Get better.
And then... A horse won!
Horse,
the Supla Jobber Championship in a time of 10 minutes and 48 seconds.
Yeah, this was actually a pretty, good match.
Yeah.
Jobbers
can have good matches now.
Dragon, not retaining.
Fallen from grace, finally.
Yeah, I'm still undecided on who I really prefer.
Horse.
Between Dragon, and Horse. I had not...
Horse is brilliant!
Horse was created, basically while I was taking a fucking nap. So I have no, connection to him like you do.
It's like my child.
Yeah, right. It's
my
not my kid.
My weird horse child.
Right. Your kid was playing soccer with a kid that I know a little bit better. I don't know your kid. So I don't know who I'm rooting for.
Fuck you, my kid's awesome.
Fuck you, horse is fucking brilliant. Horse should be world champion, for fuck's sake.
Again, if any jobber can retain... Okay, let's make this a thing. If any jobber can retain X times in a row, he can get promoted to compete with the host. But how many times in a row should he have to retain?
Seven. Three.
Okay, that was very different responses. Can we go
How about to meet in the middle? Five.
Five retains, and they get promoted.
Not gonna happen.
Never. No. Probably not.
But we can't retain once.
No.
Andy did that once.
But no one's ever retained in the main event.
Never.
But the jobbers will never main event, so maybe they have a chance.
Maybe.
We should have one pay-per-view with the jobbers main event.
Jobbermania.
Maybe Victory Chode.
Not Victory. Victory Chode is not
Victory
Chode.
Victory Chode.
We'll get to Victory Chode in a second.
Yeah, people don't know what the fuck we're talking about.
Dean Ambrose defeated Carmine Antonelli in an Extreme Rules match in a time of 8 minutes and 26 seconds.
Here's the thing. I lost. Yeah, that sucks. I say that was a good match.
It was good.
But you let one down for the team.
That's true, but so did Keelan, and his match was shit. So at least I take pride in the fact that my match was good. I almost had him.
You did almost have him.
I somehow didn't win, but it was a good match anyway, so I'm happy with that.
But Dean Ambrose beat the Dean Ambrose of our team.
Yep. So, in this point in the invasion, we made it a competition. Whoever wins the most matches, whether it be the superstars or the hosts, wins the invasion. At this point, the superstars are winning 2-1.
Next up, it was a triple threat ladder match between Dolph Ziggler, Daniel Bryan.
It's too much pause.
Glenn Fielding.
Triple threat ladder match.
Yeah,
it was all right.
Decent.
I was expecting more of it. Yeah, Dolph Ziggler actually won.
Ziggler won in a time of 7 minutes and 12 seconds.
Surprisingly, one of the shorter matches.
Indeed, but not the shortest.
No.
The bear brawl.
Yeah. So the stipulation for this match was it was a 6-man tag team Behe versus the Originals, and whoever won would be able to decide the name of February's Supla Brawl event. And,
back you wanna, off, Jeffrey Dahmer.
You wanna, oh my god, can I just say, in last week's episode, Andy, that fucking laugh you did was killing me. The fucking...
Right.
Oh, I love it. I love it so much. It was like slower though, it was so weird. Yeah,
why are you laughing at that? Like, it's the
so
worst thing ever.
So dumb and creepy, and I love it.
He just called you dumb and creepy. Stop.
Anyway, who won the Behe Brawl? Who pinned who?
I gave 2 burning hammers to Keelan, and he pinned me with a fucking uppercut, alright?
Dude, the
Wait!
Burning...
Somebody wanna fucking hit him, man!
How did you not pin him after 2 burning hammers?
Why didn't you help?
I was trying to help. I was breaking it. I was stopping the... me and Brendan were stopping Liam and Andy for breaking up the pins, but then Keelan just kicked out.
Walked over like a brisk walk in the fucking park.
Still stopped them from breaking it up, and then he just kicked out anyway. I can't help you force his shoulders down.
Yeah, you can.
No!
I say my favorite bit of this match made me laugh out loud. I was in the ring with Keelan, and then I out of nowhere, like, blasted.
Yeah, you just fucking assaulted Andy!
That literally made me laugh so hard, because, like, yeah, that's what I would do.
You were just, like, fighting Keelan, and you're like, you know what? Hold on a second.
Gosh, yes.
You just fucking spear Andy off the apron.
It's funny.
I was like, what is he doing?
Avenging!
And then at some point, I was in the ring with someone, and I just, for some reason, just wanted to fight Liam.
Well, yeah.
It was weird. But yeah, Keelan pinned, not Andy, Brooks. So, the originals won, and they got to choose the name of the February event, and they fucking unanimously agreed on Victory Chode.
Can I take a moment? I want to take a moment to go through all of the names that were suggested.
Yeah, because there were quite a few.
They weren't taken seriously.
You ended on Victory Chode. How are we supposed to know what was taken seriously or not?
We were talking about shirts, and I said, also, you, Andy, and Keelan need to agree on a name for a future Brawl event. Ahem. Spaffdown.
Yep. Great start.
Money in the Wank Bank.
Great.
Brilliant.
Keelan suggests Barry Mania.
You know what? I wouldn't have been surprised if you actually agreed on that.
Liam suggests Goat Rush.
What's the fuck of him and Goat Rush?
Because he's stupid. And he says Bell in a Cell.
That's so obscure.
Keelan says The Event.
I actually would have loved that.
Liam is like Survivor Scrotum.
God, you're all just so homosexual.
If you want to be gay, that's fine. You know, you don't have to hide it.
Yeah, don't fucking try and, like, subliminally message it in our event names, you know?
It's funny we're saying that. Then Liam goes extreme porn.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
What the fuck?
Andy says Royal Bumhole.
I thought that would have been alright.
No.
You would, because you love ass.
And tossing it.
And licking it.
Tossing ass.
Sucking it.
It doesn't work when you just combine the term with the real thing.
Oss my ass.
No.
Keelan suggests I worked on the Avengers live on pay-per-view.
That would have been a mouthful to announce.
Andy says...
That would have been great.
Andy says, summer twat.
Fucking, they get less and less creative as it goes on.
They were never creative.
I know, but it still declines.
Liam says, Supla, in your house, the streak that won't die.
Fuck. Oh, yeah, then there's just a series of streak names.
And he says, tables, ladders, and streaks.
That actually would have been alright.
Liam suggests Streaker Mania, Extreme Streaks, and Survivor Streaks.
Fucking stupid.
And he says, no way out of this streak. Keelan suggests One Night Stand. Not.
Yeah, I didn't write that.
We're in the fucking 90s now. Liam says Summer Streak. Andy says Royal Streak. And then Cockdown.
Black Cockdown.
Well, that movie's ruined forever now. Liam says, actually, for the first time, a title I wouldn't have minded. Schwarzenene.
Wow.
Watch me whip. Watch me Schwarzenene.
Andy says, bound for streak.
Oh, God.
Keelan says, airbows and companies.
I actually would have liked that one.
Yeah. It's funny, because Andy can't talk.
Can't talk.
All right, Roman Reigns. Liam says, ring of streak.
Ring of streak.
And he says total non-stop twats.
God.
Brawl. Bell NXT.
But God.
And then Keelan says a Victory Chode.
At least the winner of the match eventually got the name.
Two more names come out. And he says Backslash. He just looked at his fucking keyboard and saw the backslash key.
Tilde.
Slash means piss.
So back piss?
I was going with it, yes.
And the final suggestion I'm going to mind a Keelan said the ball cup. And they all were like, yeah, Victory Chode, and then I made the logo.
Yeah, and it's amazing.
Oh, yeah.
It's not amazing!
It's amazing.
It's decided Super Brawl Victory Chode will happen. Keelan suggests we need, like, a penis shadow on a moving road surface.
Okay, Andy, I don't know what he means
Andy,
by that.
Andy says the following. If you could parody the TNA logo, that would be great, too. I did that. In all capital letters. Have a dick on the sign. So I did.
And then you also put his face.
He didn't do that.
No, he did do that.
You put the start of a penis, and then you put my face on it.
Yes. Yeah, I put a penis on it, and then I put your face next to the giant penis.
You put me on it.
No, it's a complete penis, and it's just pointing at your mouth.
Yeah.
That's not what I meant at all.
Quote, have a dick on the sign.
No, I'm not a dick.
I put two dicks on the sign.
There's two dicks. Amazing. I'm looking forward to Victory Chode. Oh, God, that was a weird sentence.
Have we announced the main event, or do we want to keep that a secret?
I'll announce it at some other point.
At SummerSlam.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, that happened. Then... Oh, fuck, how did this happen?
Yeah.
Liam Dunn.
Goes one-on-one with the apparently shitty one, The Rock.
Liam Dunn defeated The Rock in a singles match in 3 minutes and 46 seconds.
He fucking kicked The Rock's ass.
The Rock is like twice his size.
It was funny, the size difference.
And yet, 3 minutes and 46 seconds.
Unbelievable, with one finisher.
Talk about your Psalms, talk about Sheamus 515. Liam 346 says I worked on the fucking Avengers.
That, there you go. Done 346.
Yeah.
That's a shirt you gotta make at some point.
Yeah, alright.
But yeah, I was really surprised at how easily he beat the fucking Rock.
The fuck happened there?
I don't know!
You know what, I'm convinced that you've actually increased Liam's stats.
We are all at 95.
Then explain how, for the first two events, Liam lost everything, and the moment he started complaining, he's won all of his matches except for one.
Because his secret powers lies in his fucking whining.
So you did increase his stats.
No!
And I just fluked a win with the tables match.
Yeah, apparently.
So, fuck, man.
Have fun with that.
No.
But yeah, he just kicked The Rock's ass.
Yeah, so that happened.
Oh, God, I've got 10 notifications on Twitter. Oh, no.
Is it Brock Lesnar?
Quickly, divert. Is it Brock Lesnar being like, I'm coming for you?
I hope not.
I hope so.
I actually really hope it is.
Because then you would die.
If Lesnar tweets you and he's like, I'm going to kick your ass. And then Andy's just like, oh, God.
He's actually scared.
No, Brendan scared. Did it. Brendan did the original tweet saying, why not
yes, Brendan.
Fight Brock Lesnar? And I'm like, I don't want to fight Brock Lesnar.
Oh, my God.
Brock will kill me.
Brock probably, like, maybe looked at your account and was like,
yeah. Yeah, he could be like, yeah, fuck this idiot, no.
Hey, Andy?
Yeah?
Stay on Twitter for a couple of seconds.
Oh, no. No, no, no. No, no, no. Don't. No, no, no.
No, 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 no. Shh, shh, shh.
Oh. No. What's happening? No.
Go
no.
See.
Andy, stop.
I can't help it. I don't want to die.
Go see.
Hold on, I'm going to look at this, too.
I'm scared you're going to make me fight Brocky. No, you've got to stop. Remember that time when Andy Khan beat the piss out of at Brock Lesnar? No, no I don't, because that didn't fucking actually happen. Please stop.
Well, we've spoiled this main event like 3 different times now, so.
I mean, I, what? I didn't win.
Shut up. Oh, what else happened at Sacrifice?
Andy Kwon beat Brock Lesnar in a singles match in 10 minutes and 19 seconds in the single most amazing thing I've ever seen.
It was the best match.
Of the year.
It was so good. Like, it was actually amazing. And he won. I don't get it. He flew off the top ropes and got F5'd.
Forgot to say that I beat Triple H, by the way.
That's why.
Yeah, you beat Triple H in Hell in a Cell.
I beat mid-card Triple H.
Yeah.
Because you lowballed me.
No, because you said you didn't want to fight modern Triple H, and there's only one other one in the game.
So clear it with me before.
You said, you told me what you wanted.
I just two Triple H's.
I wanted my time, Triple H.
My time, Triple H, isn't in the game.
So then give me burial, Triple H.
You, no! You said you didn't
want
that.
If Liam can beat The Rock.
You said you didn't want that.
Fuck me, alright? Fuck what I want.
Last time.
Stop being so desperate.
At least I don't beg when I'm attracted to people, Andy.
I don't beg!
No, please, make cookie.
Oh, God.
I've never said that in my fucking life.
You said it last week.
Clip. Play the fucking clip.
When did I say that?
Last week!
No, I didn't say that at all.
Yes, you did.
I'm fairly certain I did not do that.
You absolutely did.
Hang on.
No, we're hanging on.
Stop making up these lies and slander.
You sit on a bed of lies.
Hang on, where is it?
A cookie.
I have it on my phone.
Like a big cookie, or it's a big cookie.
Because you're pessimistic.
I want my cookie.
I don't want. Does Andy want to be needed?
Say
whatever you're trying to say.
I can't.
Finish your sentence.
I can't.
I want your fucking cookie. Put a cup in your face.
Please have my cookie.
No.
Evidence, motherfucker.
Exhibit
that
A.
Was a fucking improv game we were playing.
Please, my cookie. That's what I get when I ask you to be sexually attracted.
Buy a cookie? What am I going to do with that?
No, Neil, you were supposed to be attracted to Brendan.
Yeah, but it was about a cookie.
No, you were supposed to want the cookie. You were supposed to fight over a cookie while being sexually attracted to Brendan.
I don't understand.
Clearly!
So we won the invasion.
Yeah, thanks to Andy's victory over Brock Lesnar, which was the tiebreaker, we won the invasion.
See? Without me! Rocky Lesnar, you know.
Well, to be fair, if I went on last, it would have been down to me, so.
No. So.
Yes.
Yes. No. So, yes. Basically, yeah. Thanks, no. To me,
no.
Thanks to me.
No.
Thanks
no.
to me.
No. Thanks to me. Thanks to me. Sad for you.
I Brock Lesnar. I don't care.
Moving on. On!
Rocky Lesnar is my bitch. Why are you laughing? Stop laughing.
Oh, my
stomach. Why are you laughing? Why are you always laughing?
My stomach hurts. Thanks.
Why are you laughing? Damn it, I don't get
it's
it.
It's a pain!
Why are you laughing? I don't know why you're laughing. I feel like I'm confused.
Oh, shut up. Stop talking.
I don't understand why he's laughing, though. I really don't know why. I don't get it. I really don't. What the fuck is going on?
Stop. We need to stop.
I can't.
But I don't know what's he talking and why is he laughing?
Come on, Andy, stop talking!
It hurts! Oh god, it hurts.
What is it hurt? I don't understand.
Grand Dragon was Jabba champion for 36 days. Had zero successful defenses.
Okay. Now, why was he laughing though? I don't get it.
Dumb man, I want to go through all the reigns we've had as super champions so far to see how shit we all are.
Yeah.
The inaugural champion, Andy Kwan.
Hello.
Held it for 64 days.
I had one successful defense.
Yes.
But it was a successful defense nonetheless.
So far, he's our most prestigious champion.
Oh, God.
Glenn Fielding held it for 25 days.
Hey, why'd you just say, oh, God?
Because you're the same guy that's Andy Kwan.
Yeah.
So. 25 days, he is currently our shortest reigning champion.
Ooh. Boo-hoo.
Liam Dunn beat him, and because of the copyright strike and no other reason...
Yeah.
He held it for 72 days.
Ooh.
Then I held it for 45 days.
And well, Liam has now held it for how long?
I don't know. I only calculate how long people have held it when they lose it.
Okay, well, either way, I think Liam actually has the now most prestigious champion since he's the two-time champion and had the longest title reign.
But he hasn't defended it at all.
That's true.
I only go by defenses, like Japan.
Okay.
Because Japan is awesome and they do everything right.
Okay.
Oh, Del Rio got attacked by a fan last night. Oh, good man.
Anyway.
Let's check. How many days has it been since October 26th?
Oh, God. That's been a while.
Days since October 26th, 2015. Using the same website that holds the street counter.
It's been like
No, we're not looking at that fucking thing.
No, we're saving that for the pussy segment.
It's like 40
It makes
something.
Me sad. Please stop. 40.
It's 40 days.
Yay.
The streak.
So,
no.
Stop about the streak. Stop bringing it up.
I'm not bringing it up. You were
you
told to stop.
You literally brought it up.
You were told not to bring it up anymore.
No.
Yes!
No.
What the fuck are
it
you
was
arguing?
True. Somebody told you to stop bringing it up, and you brought it up again!
Wait, who told you to stop bringing it up?
Literally nobody.
God damn it.
Shut up. Sacrifice happened. I enjoyed it. Supernova next, and I may or may not beat you, because let's be honest, I have no control over that, and neither do you. So.
Right.
Let's leave it lie.
Yay.
Yay.
And did you do anything else this week?
The co-host of the Year Award opened the voting.
Yay.
Yeah.
You can vote on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, or Supla.com. All five places. You can vote once each. And you can vote for whoever you want on any of those places. So you can vote five times for me, and that's it.
Or five times for me, and that's it.
Or five...
zero times for Andy, and that's it.
And once for everyone but Liam.
Yeah.
You can do whatever you want.
Because the votes have been open for about 48 hours.
Yeah, it hasn't been long.
Do we want a preliminary little peek?
Let's not use numbers, but let's say who's in the lead.
Okay.
So if you want to go for that at any point.
I don't want to.
Andy's in the lead.
Yeah.
I'm actually going to win one.
And me and Brooks are tied for second. It's only been open 2 days, Andy.
Oh.
Might still win one.
Still got another 28 days to go.
I could win one.
Yeah, any of us could win one.
I. Mine.
Fucking shit. Thanks to me!
Andy is in lead, followed by Carmine, followed by me.
Oh, I've taken second.
Yeah.
Yay.
People hate me now? I don't understand.
Well, you have become a prick in the last, like, 20 days.
How?
With your fucking San Fran Sam Cisco shit.
What?
It's shit.
You haven't been on the show in 3 months. Go fuck yourself.
Ah, I was on the most recent one.
Ah! Ah! And it's failing in the ratings. Ah! Like, whatever! What do you want from me? What do you want from me? Andy's boring.
I'm not boring!
I need to bounce off something from him. I need to do something. What do you want me to do?
Oh, I like how now you're backpedaling so that the new character of you is Andy's fault because he's boring.
It's literally his fault.
Why
if
is
I
it
burn,
made me this way? I'm not fucking boring.
If you I just burn, you
hi, welcome to Simplicity. My name is Andy. This is Sam. So, what noise are we talking about this week? I have nothing to say because I have no personality.
I am Roman Reigns.
I am not Roman Reigns!
I like Roman Reigns for no reason!
Oh, I forgot a thing I did this week.
Alright, what?
I watched the last Hunger Games movie that came out.
Was it good?
It actually was really good.
Why okay. The fuck are you lying?
Shut up, you ass! God, fuck you. That was good. It was a good conclusion of the story. They did it really well. It was very accurate to the books. In fact, there was one scene in the books I didn't like how they did it, and in the movie they made it better. So if you like the books, or even if you've just been interested in the movies at all as they've been coming out, you will like this one. It's a good conclusion to it. That's all I have to say.
Okay.
I just wanted to mention that.
No. Scared.
What?
Scared.
Why?
I don't like it when they yell at each other.
Scaring me.
Why?
You fucking dismantled Andy like a fucking.
No, because fucking... I said it. No, okay, no. I said it was a good movie. Andy, have you followed the Hunger Games at all?
No.
So then, when you fucking jump in, it's like, oh, you're lying. It's a bad movie. Go fuck yourself.
It just looks like the most. I don't like it when he yells at me. I don't like it.
I don't like it either.
Anyway.
Stop it.
Hey, Brooks.
What?
What's your song of the week?
Don't yell at me.
I won't.
Loads of times.
Well, that's only when you're being a shithead.
Yeah, you're shitty on the show because Andy's boring, huh?
I'm not boring!
Stop it!
You asshole!
Ass height?
Ass height!
Fucking German.
I said hat!
Why you say hat weird?
Hat!
Say hat.
Hat! No, this isn't another word I can't say.
Andy,
hat!
Andy, say hat.
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 Why are you saying it like that?
That's how you're saying it!
Hat!
Hat!
What are you doing? I'm saying hat.
Andy, after I finish the following sentence, can you just say hat twice in succession?
Okay.
Hey guys, check out my new car horn.
Hat. That's because I was laughing in mid sentence. Hat.
Do you like my new bicycle horn?
Hat. Why do you not say hat like that?
Hat!
It's on the back of your throat.
Hat!
Hat! It's like a fucking goose.
I have never said hat like that in my life.
Hat!
Shut up!
I fucking love coming here to the goose exhibit at the zoo.
Hat! Hat! Fuck you, right?
Oh no! No.
Andy the
why
goose.
Why you say the word hat?
Andy the goose.
I'm not a fucking goose, and I can say the word hat.
Hat.
Hat. Why do you keep saying it like that?
That's how you're saying it. Also, Brooks died.
I'm not saying it like that.
Say it again. Say it again.
No.
Say it again. Hold on, Brooks.
Hat.
Hat!
That's not what I'm doing.
I'm literally just repeating what I hear.
Hat!
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 I don't say it like that! Hat!
Hat!
Why do you keep talking like that? That's not how I'm saying the fucking word! Hat!
Hat!
I'm not saying it like that! For fuck's sake, man!
Everything hurts!
Hat! I'm saying it like hat! This show is going nowhere until you admit that's not how I sound. You're gonna give me a fucking complex by the end of this fucking episode. You're writing down what my streak is. I can't say fucking words. And I'm gonna get my head kicked in by Brock Lesnar. What the fuck, man?
I'm fucking throw up.
Hat!
I can't fucking
breathe. Why are you laughing, mate? About my hat?
Oh my god.
Why are you laughing about my hat situation?
I'm in misery right now.
Why are you laughing at my hat problem?
I'm in physical agony. Oh, it hurts so much.
Why are you laughing at my hat problems?
Oh my god, I'm in pain.
Well, if you were looking for a simpler moment of the year, you found it. Oh, congratulations. I don't understand, though, why you're laughing at my hat.
Fucking shut up.
I don't understand.
Shut up, just shut. I need to breathe.
But I don't get it, though.
God.
I went away to get a bottle of water, and now I'm back.
But I don't understand why it was laughing.
Stop.
Why? Stop just what?
Please, I can't. I need to breathe.
I don't understand what I'm doing wrong.
I'm in pain. I need to breathe.
I'm just talking about my hat.
Andy, if you're quiet for longer than a minute, I'll do something awesome for you.
Okay.
Starting now.
So, Brooks, what is your song of the week?
Daddy by Psy.
Wow, okay, play it now.
I got it from my daddy. I got it from my daddy. I got it.
Hey.
Awesome. Why that song?
Because it's fucking amazing.
Is it? I haven't heard a Psy song since the fucking follow-up to Gangnam Style, whatever that was. I don't even remember.
Gentlemen.
There it is.
That is really cool. I want to play a bit for you now, actually.
Okay, I guess we're getting two shots of it.
Yeah, really. Do I have it on this one? No, I don't. Where's my other one?
I'll have to make sure to play a different part of the song than what you're about to play.
Well, if I can find my umpafur. Here it is. Because I have, like, technically it's a phone. But I use it for music purposes.
Yeah, okay.
But I'll just play the first, let's say, minute.
Okay.
It's good, don't worry. Don't worry, it's good.
It okay. Better be.
It's fucking amazing.
Yeah.
I always hate it when you don't like things that I really like. Because it's like, we're meant to be the same person.
Well, I mean, it's not bad. It's just, I don't know. Of course it's weird.
You don't like fun.
Well, coming from the guy who distinctly fucking hates the Hype Bros because their gimmick is that they have fun.
They force you to have fun.
They
fuck
don't
off.
Force you to
have fun.
Fucking fun.
I'll have fun when I want to have fun.
They
I don't want to have fun.
They shove a fucking fun pie in your face. They just
they
show
do.
Up and have a good time, and you
fuck
hate
off.
Them for it.
Yeah, I do.
Fuck you.
No, you're stupid.
Anyway, it's time for the BRO broadcast now. Play the jingle.
There it is.
It is you speak, baby Jesus. I can't wait. Nigga, fuck that. I can't wait.
So,
can I talk now?
Yeah. No. Let me go get my news.
I say you can talk, Andy.
No, the longer you stay quiet, the more amazing thing I do for you.
Well, why do I want to talk about the news?
Then talk about the news, and then you'll get a prize based on the time you were quiet for, which is already passed, so whatever.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
No.
Nah.
Okay. I gotta filter through all the porn.
Oh, what?
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 Never mind.
It's called the internet, guys.
Gotta always sift through the porn.
Yes.
To get to the internet.
Mother lets 4-year-old play outside, faces jail.
What?
Fucking criminal, let me tell you.
Yeah, what an asshole.
A self-described free-range mom who lives in a gated apartment complex in Sacramento!
Yeah.
Faces up to 6 months of jail time for letting her 4-year-old son play alone in the complex playground 120 feet from her front door. Oh my god. Oh my god, this poor child. Do you want to guess his fucking first name?
Andy.
I'll give you a clue. It's a weapon.
Oh. Shotgun.
Pistol.
No, no.
Samurai.
No.
Katana.
No.
AK 47.
A piece of wood with a nail in it.
No.
I don't know.
A steel chair.
Tomahawk.
Oh, that's sick!
She was charged after two neighbors watched the boy, Tomahawk Hendren.
That's a sick name! He's like a fucking Mortal Kombat character.
Playing by himself at the playground, and then he went outside to ask him to go home. When he said he wasn't done playing, they called for cops, or Child Protective Services took over. Reports, Fox 40.
I'd say
oh my god, oh my god, you said it's like a Mortal Kombat character. The mother's name is Sonya.
That's awesome!
Sonya Hendren's attorney says it's now up to the prosecution to prove that Hendren willfully put her son in danger to proceed with child endangerment and neglect charges.
This is a little extreme, but I can see where they're coming from.
Nope, I can't. That's just stupid.
To recap. Gated community in Sacramento.
Yeah.
Kid goes outside.
Yeah.
Neighbors are like, go back inside. Kid is like, no. Mother charged with letting the child outside to play.
Here's the thing. How old was the kid again? He's like 4.
4-year-old son. Play alone in the complex playground, 120 feet from her front door.
That's a bit young to be completely unsupervised.
If I'm correct in saying that a gated apartment complex means that strangers can't just walk in.
True, but you don't know if someone in the apartment complex is fucking bonkers. You know what I mean?
What?
Someone who's already in the complex could do something.
Surely you would know.
What?
Oh, look, there's Steve the murderer who lives 2 doors down.
Doesn't mean he won't do it.
Look, there's Robbie the child molester.
Plus the mom wasn't there. So if fucking the kid gets kidnapped by someone in the community, no one's going to know who did it.
Still.
It's the kid was a bit.
120
feet. What?
120 feet. That's not too long, is it?
It's, let's see. That's like.
If I'm correct in thinking, it's like not long, right? If it's long away, I can understand, but.
It's not crazy far away, but I don't know. The kid's a bit young to be out there completely by himself, so I can understand where they're coming from. But to arrest the mother and she's facing jail time, that's a bit much.
Yeah, really.
There's no happy medium with the story, is what we're getting at.
Oh, I just thought she would get a warning, says one of the neighbors who called CPS, adding, I'm not mad she has to do things now to teach her, because what if someone did take him?
Right.
For her part, Hendren says, of course I love him. I do everything for him. I breastfed for 28 months.
Okay.
I cloth diapered, you know. Obviously, I'm avoiding helicopter parenting.
Okay. Yeah.
Meanwhile, Tomahawk, an outdoors boy, says, I love her like 20 times, maybe 1,000. Kid, what the fuck are you saying?
Why'd they interview a 4-year-old?
I love her 20 times. What does that mean?
Only after the 20th time, I actually kind of hate her.
Only Tomahawk knows.
That's what I got from that.
Only Tomahawk knows.
And,
That's a title.
Oh, man.
I finally feel safe to sleep at night now that I know this woman faces jail.
Wow, that's extreme.
Yeah, isn't it? Maybe, like, the situation. It's a little bit.
Like, I can understand if people criticize it for, like, okay, maybe keep an eye on your fucking 4-year-old kid, because 4-year-olds are stupid, right? But, like, don't arrest her.
Look out the fucking window. There's my child. Okay, good.
Right. Well,
maybe I'm not destined to be a parent, so who knows?
Meh.
Here's a fun fact for you, Carmine.
Oh, yeah?
Bill Burr?
Yeah?
Decided to abandon his prepared comedy set in Philadelphia in order to heckle and berate the audience for his entire 12-minute set after they drunkenly booed several preceding comedians.
Oh, that's awesome!
Yeah.
That's amazing!
There's a YouTube video, I will share that with you.
That's awesome.
Share that with you now.
I'll have to watch that later.
Bobbity boopy, going to Messenger. Meanwhile, some real news.
Yeah.
Film trailers.
Yes.
Civil War.
Yes.
Andy, have you seen it?
I have seen it, yes.
What are your thoughts?
I...
Great. Carmine, what are your
thoughts? No, wait! I don't know. What's the premise? I don't get it. Why?
Okay, here's the premise.
The premise is different from the comic books. I know this much.
The premise in the com... Well, no, fuck it. The premise in the movie...
the comic premise forever. Yeah. Everyone knows.
Yeah, the premise in this movie is that Captain America is trying to help out the Winter Soldier, who is, I guess, clear-headed now. He knows who he is. He remembers Steve. And... he's trying to help him out because he got stuck in some fucking magnet thing. I don't fucking know.
Or they trapped him there.
Yeah. And obviously
he got stuck in a magnet.
The Winter Soldier is a registered criminal. He's assassinated many important people, including Iron Man's dad. And you know, when people find out that Captain America just helped this criminal escape, not happy are the people. And so the government's like, we got to regulate superheroes because you guys can just kind of do whatever the fuck you want. And it's kind of becoming a problem. And clearly that's where the Hero Registration Act is going to be introduced. Obviously, Captain America will take one side. Iron Man will take the other. And they will form teams to fucking fight about it.
Because that's what you do. You throw down a hootenanny.
And the kerfuffle will be one of huge proportions. And
Captain America, friendly kerfuffle.
Oh, the Civil Kerfuffle movie is going to be amazing.
Yeah, it is. two parts of the trailer stick out for me.
What?
The first part where Steve says something like, Bucky, do you remember me? And Bucky's like, I remember your mom.
Yeah, he's like, your mom's name is whatever.
Mom's name is Helen. She used to do something. But it's like, what the fuck, man?
It's okay, but do you remember me? Like,
I remember your mom!
Oh, shit.
It's the motherfucker D-O-W-G's doctor.
Winter Soldier.
Right. Oh, you made that lame. and this part that Tumblr shit themselves over. That final bit of a trailer where Iron Man and Steve are talking.
Mm.
It's funny to put it in that perspective.
Iron Man and Steve.
Iron Man and Steve.
Tony and Steve.
Tony and Steve are talking. And Steve is like, and Captain America is like, I'm sorry, Tony, he's my friend. And Iron Man is like, so was I. Fucking when?
Yeah, well,
when were sometimes. You friends?
Sometimes.
I do not remember a single point Tony was like, hey, you're my friend.
In the first movie, they hated each other.
First movie, they hate each other. Second movie,
but by the end of it, they're working together. They're working together by the end of the first movie. And then in the second movie, they're like, at the beginning of it, they're like, yeah, we're working together. I can tolerate you a lot more. And then by the end of it, when they're walking away, like, they seem to be pretty friendly.
Sure, but
they've been through shit together.
Yeah, but as much shit as Steve and Bucky.
No, and that's Captain America's point.
Yeah.
And like, so,
come on, Tony, you don't have any friends.
That's probably where he's kind of going to go, like, all right, fuck you.
Yeah. But yeah, I'm on Team Steve, because...
I don't know whose team I'm on.
Protect Bucky.
But all of Tumblr is going to be on Team Steve.
Oh yeah, they already are. Fucking hell. The amount of stuff I've seen, Jesus Christ.
Black Panther!
He is there!
Oh, he looks so cool.
Yeah.
Is Spider-Man in this film?
Yes.
Yeah.
He will be. He's not in the trailer, but he will be in the movie.
The meme going around Tumblr right now is, I don't care, show me pictures of Spider-Man.
Yeah, I don't care, I want pictures of Spider-Man.
Fucking J. Jonah Jameson, the Civil War fan.
Yeah. Spider-Man. Give me fucking Spider-Man.
And then, you know, Ant-Man's going to be in this. He was not featured in the trailer. There's a lot of characters. Apparently, every character except for basically Thor and Hulk is going to be in this movie.
Yeah, because Thor is in space and Hulk is somewhere else.
Hulk might be in space, maybe. We actually don't fucking know.
No, I don't think he's in space. We've talked about this before.
Yeah, in the spoiler cast.
It was forever ago.
So Hulk is either meditating off in a mountain somewhere, or he's in space with the Guardians. It's one of the two.
God, I hope he's in Guardians.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, and then Thor is going to be doing Ragnarok while Civil War's happening.
Oh, poor Thor.
Yeah.
Shit's fucked, man.
Fuck.
Phase 3 is not going to be fun.
Sir, the dinosaurs escaped. Fuck. Let's leave.
What?
Nothing.
What are you doing?
I reminded myself of a Vine I saw.
Right.
And it's just a guy explaining the Jurassic premise World? Of Jurassic Park.
Right.
And it's like, sir, the dinosaurs escaped. And then the second guy's like, fuck. Let's leave. let's get out of here. And then he does another Vine. And he does another Vine. It's like the premise of Jurassic World 2. So the dinosaurs have escaped again. Shit. All right, let's go. That's fuck. That's fucking it. It's so great.
Yeah.
But anyway.
It's funny because it's true.
Thor and Hulk are not going to be in this, but basically everyone else is. But they only put Iron Man, War Machine, Captain America, and Winter Soldier in this trailer.
Pretty much, yeah. I think Vision was in there somewhere.
Was he? I didn't see him. Let's finish talking about this one first before we talk about the trailers.
Yeah, really. Fucking come on.
But no, Black Panther looks sick.
He looks like Black Panther.
And he just fucking spin drop kicks Winter Soldier.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't wait.
Neither can I. And of course, another trailer I have not seen yet. Batman vs Superman.
Yeah, they put out a new trailer for that.
And a Ninja Turtle is in it.
What? Oh, the thing.
Sorry, Doomsday.
Is that Doomsday? Is that what that is?
That is Doomsday.
What?
That is Doomsday.
Why?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't fucking know.
Oh, that makes me not happy.
I don't fucking know.
I haven't seen it, so...
Neither have I. I've seen pictures of Doomsday, and I'm like, for fuck's sake. Batman vs. Superman featuring Wonder Woman and Ninja Turtle.
Yeah, great. This movie got a lot goofier in this trailer.
Yeah, apparently.
Because in every other trailer, it's been like super serious, super dark, super fucking, oh my god, Batman, Superman is so gritty and dark. Fucking,
super serial.
Where the fuck are the lights, the lighting, oh my god, it's so dark. But in this one, it's like Jesse Eisenberg is Lex Luthor. We already knew that.
Fucking Mark Zuckerberg.
And he's very lighthearted. He makes a lot of jokes and witty remarks, which, fine, whatever.
It's Luthor.
Right.
Young Luthor, anyway.
Yeah, with lots of hair.
Yeah.
Jesse Eisenberg literally stepped off the set of American Ultra and walked onto the set of Batman vs. Superman. He looks no different.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah.
You're right.
So
right. Oh, my God.
And then when Wonder Woman shows up at the end of this trailer, Superman looks at Batman, because they're both looking at her, and then look at each other.
And then he looks at me, and I look at him, and he looks at me, and I look at him.
And then Superman says, is she with you? And Batman goes, I thought she was with you. Like, what?
Oh, yeah, Wonder Woman's here.
Really goofy way to end that.
Yeah.
And they all stand together. It's like, let's fight Doomsday, apparently. Oh, God, that's awful.
Fucking stupid fucking...
That's
I want Batman vs. Superman, and I want Suicide Squad.
Suicide Squad looks like it'll be good.
Yeah. This looks like it'll be good as well, just different from what people are expecting.
Yeah, very. Is Aquaman going to be in this? I keep hearing different things.
You mean Roman Reigns?
Yeah, Jason's Momoa.
Jason Samoa.
Jason Samoa-mosa.
Yeah. Jason Momoa.
Is he going to be in this?
Momoa, I don't know.
Because at one point I heard he was, and then I haven't heard anything since.
Is Aquaman gay? No. Is Aquaman in Batman vs. Superman? Aquaman's presence in Batman v. Superman Dawn of Justice still has not been confirmed by either Warner Bros. Or director Zack Snyder, even though most film sites are 99.9% convinced that Jason Momoa will be playing the nautical superhero in the blockbuster.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Well, that's...
give me Flash! I want Flash!
I kinda want Flash.
Give me the Flash!
I want Flash!
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 Hat!
Shut the fuck up.
Get the fucking goose out of here. Anyway, I found out... You know that Marge Simpson impression? But I... This is still global news, by the way.
Oh, jeez! Homie!
I can do Irish Marge now.
What does that mean?
Homer Simpson, you fucking animal!
That's just Groundskeeper Willie.
You just watched OSW Review, wasn't it?
No, I watched a thing that OSW Reviews got it from.
Okay. I mean, don't watch other podcasts!
Jesus. Watch us and us only!
Homer Simpson, you fucking bastard!
Homer Simpson, you fucking animalia!
He can do the Irish voice really well.
Yeah.
Partly Irish.
He's not white, he's Irish.
I don't care what your reasoning is, you're just good at it!
I don't care! Shut up!
You fucking animal, ya!
Oh, God. I feel like there were more trailers.
There weren't.
There's a trailer for the Hat, the movie.
Cat in the Hat. No. Cat in the Hat!
Cat in the Hat!
No, no, you think it wrong, it's Cat in the Hat.
Cat in the Hat!
Cat in the Hat! And then Donald Duck shows up.
I do not sound like Cat in the Hat. Like,
no,
what?
I don't sound like Hat. Like I can say
what
the word Hat.
What does that sentence mean?
I don't sound like Hat.
I can say the word Hat.
Hat. We're fucking idiots. All right. Let me just say this: we're stupid. I'm sorry.
I can say the word hat.
Man. Anyway, I want to do a little sub-segment.
Okay.
Dickhead of the Week.
Okay.
Oh, I like this idea. Let's do this every week. Dickhead of
this week,
the Week.
This week, Sandy Kwan. Because he can't say hat.
No, he can say that perfectly. I think we should all come prepared anytime we have a Dickhead of the Week. And just say it, and then we can vote for whoever wins. Does anyone have any nominees right now?
Not that I can think of that now.
Oh, there was a guy, an MP, and I can't remember his name.
What?
Wait a minute, I'll Google it now.
Right, and whilst you're doing that, I'll nominate Sam Pepper.
Oh, I know where this is going.
Okay.
I actually don't know about the video that you keep bringing up, but I've heard of it.
I don't know about the video either. But...
Well, gentlemen...
Yeah.
Let me tell you a tale of Sam Pepper and his best friend murder prank video. Because prank videos, I thought they were dead because everyone realized they were fucking stupid and fake.
Yeah.
Apparently not.
No.
Apparently Sam Pepper is making a living off of this shit.
Ew.
And more recently, he put out a video that has garnered the attention of everyone on the internet and made him seem like a fucking stupid bellend, because he is.
Right.
It's even gotten the attention of Anonymous, who was supposed to be declaring war on ISIS right now, but no, Sam Pepper.
We are declaring war on ISIS and also Sam Pepper.
They are both equally evil. So, Sam Pepper in his fucking gangly weird... fucking stupid fucking fuckhead. I hate this man.
Yeah.
I hate this man so much.
He pisses me off. We all do, but what did he fucking do?
Well, he opened his mouth and he spoke, first of all.
Okay.
Hey guys, what's another prank video? Shut up! Learn how to talk like a fucking human being!
Stop.
Leave your voice box alone.
I didn't even do anything yet. I know, but you fucking talk. Stop.
Oh, but fucking hell, right? Shut up.
You fucking what?
He got two friends that he supposedly made through Vine, who are best friends with each other, and he conspired with one of these friends to kidnap the other friend and, quote-unquote, murder the other friend in front of him as part of a prank.
So the other one wouldn't be in on it?
The other one was in on it. So, well, technically, they're all in on it because prank videos are fake, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know if you know this.
Wait, okay, so even in the kayfabe of the Sam Pepper video, let's fucking
In prank kayfabe, there is one victim, and that is one of the Vine friends. Let's call him Steve.
Okay.
And we'll call the other Vine friend Tony.
Okay.
And we'll call Sam Pepper Sam Pepper.
Okay.
So Sam Pepper conspires with Tony to kidnap Steve and murder Tony in front of Steve.
Wait, oh, whoa, hold on. Okay, he conspired with Tony.
Yep.
To kidnap Steve.
Yep.
And murder Tony.
Yep.
How does that work?
Steve. Because you're kidnapping Steve and you're murdering Steve's best friend in front of Steve. It's all a prank on
Steve. Oh, so Steve is the one that's supposedly not in on it.
Yeah.
So they're going to legitimately kidnap him.
Yeah.
And then pretend to murder Tony.
Yeah.
To prank Steve.
Yeah. Isn't that funny?
That is the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
Isn't that funny?
No.
I want you to watch this video now.
No. I'm not going to be able to hear it.
I'm Andy. Not
gonna... All right, we'll just get Andy to watch it.
I'm not watching it.
You are.
No.
I'm not watching any of this dickhead's content to give him fucking views. Go fuck yourself. I'm not watching this piece of shit video.
You'll be one of 6 million people.
I don't fucking care. And by fuck yourself, I mean Sam Pepper. Go fuck yourself. But
yeah, right. I thought you were talking to me for a second. I was like, hang
no,
on.
No, no, no. I'm
not the same person. Like...
No, oh, God, I don't want to watch this.
Okay, fair enough.
I don't want to give this guy.
I've seen it.
Okay, explain. Just go for
it. Stupid. It's fucking stupid, right? So, Steve and Tony are in a car and they're driving. A camera is planted somewhere so that you can see these two, like, front and center. Tony pretends that the car broke down, so he goes out and they're like, oh, the car. And then Sam Pepper in his gangly fucking form, wearing a big puffy jacket and a balaclava.
I love how every time you describe Sam Pepper, you can't just say him and then move on to the next thing. It's got to be Sam Pepper in his fucking awful, stupid fucking face and his fucking shirt.
Yeah.
I mean, I agree with you, but, you know, it's funny.
If I could kill anyone, it would be him.
It's on the internet now.
Yeah. So, Sam Pepper, shoot me. So, car breaks down, Tony goes out to fix it, and then Sam fucking Pepper cunt decides to put a bag over Steve's head, and Tony pretends to be dragged off.
Right.
And then they bound his arms and legs with duct tape, put him in the trunk of the car, and drive off the screen, leaving the duct tape behind them. And presumably their camera. Mm-hmm. If we're to believe that this is real. Cut to a rooftop. Steve is in a chair, bound with duct tape. He has the bag over his head. Fucking stupid gangly alien Sam Pepper. Comes over. Tony is kneeling in front of Steve. Takes the bag off of Steve's head, takes the bag off of Tony's head, and Tony is bound up with masking tape, and, quote-unquote, shoots Tony.
Okay, so how did they do that?
Blanks, I imagine.
And there was just no, like, is Steve an idiot?
Well, he sat in the chair crying because he's been kidnapped and his best friend is bound and gagged with a gun pointed to his head. So, and then the gun fires, and then the editing prompts the sad piano music that's playing in the background to come to the forefront, and we get muted audio of Steve crying and screaming in his chair because he thinks his best friend just died in front of him.
This is the dumbest shit.
And then Tony gets up, hugs Steve, unties him, they hug and cry. And then cut to the three of them at the end being like, hey guys, subscribe.
Oh my god, go fuck yourselves.
Yeah.
That's awful.
Yeah.
How close was this to Paris? Like, the actual attack, like, the day or whatever?
Well, let's see. Bataclan attack date. Just so I can get this correct. November 2015. That happened on the 13th of November.
Was it already almost a month ago?
Yeah. And the killing best friend prank video was uploaded. I have to click on it to get the date. I'm sorry. November 29th.
So that was all. Oh my god! So they uploaded that after Paris.
Like 2 weeks after Paris.
Oh, go fuck yourself, you stupid cunt.
Yep.
Literally, just fuck off. Like, people died, you unsanctimonious cunt. Fuck off.
And there we go.
Bearing in mind, this guy is already a alleged rapist.
No, he's just a knob. Just
and sexual harassment, man.
Get off my fucking internet, you fucking knob.
Let's take a look at some of the comments on this video. Top comment with over 1,000 upvotes. Petition to disable this channel, anyone?
What? What was that?
Petition to disable this channel, anyone?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Another one that says, wow, so this is what you consider a prank? I swear to God, there is something wrong in Sam's head. He's honestly mentally ill. You could have traumatized your so-called friend. Do you realize that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
These are, like, all the signs that we should probably, like, preemptively arrest Sam Pepper.
This should be on YouTube as React. Okay, that's kind of funny. I
would actually love to see that.
The Fine Bros would do that.
Yeah.
They would do that.
And I'd like to, because sometimes, it's the worst thing about YouTubers React is sometimes the people that get on there to react to things are decent people. So I'd like to see what these decent people think of this.
I'd like to see iJustine being like, oh, that was funny.
And then you get to see which YouTubers are the shitheads. Yeah, that's a good point.
Shane Dawson would be like, this is really clever.
I'd actually like to think Shane Dawson wouldn't enjoy it.
Well, I'd like to think any decent human being wouldn't enjoy this.
I know, but it's common, like, joking stuff to say Shane Dawson's an awful person, but, like...
Well, yeah. Apparently he's gotten better recently, but...
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, like, I'd like to think even he would not enjoy this.
Hashtag, go fuck yourself and kill yourself, Sam Pepper, gay boy.
Well, okay.
Okay, that's a bit much. Fucking hell.
Well, I don't know.
Oh. I mean, then this... Okay, so what? You do this and then you're using a homophobic slur to...
Okay, that part, yeah. Okay, I didn't acknowledge that part of this, but yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, fucking hell.
There's better ways to go about insulting Sam Pepper.
Yeah, just call him a cunt. There you go.
Or do any of the things I said. Fucking Dangly alien ass. Man.
Fucking shitty haircut ass.
So, I made it a point to try and find this video earlier. Like, before I saw it, I googled best friend murder prank. I couldn't find this video, but I found about several dozen other videos that are similar to this that have been uploaded throughout the years.
Oh.
Why is this one any different?
Because it's someone that people already know as is an alleged ass.
Yeah.
This guy's well known for being a dickhead, so when he does something dickish, people... harp on it more.
But when anyone else does it, nobody right. panics.
Right.
Then one little fucker from Britain does it. And everyone loses their minds!
Exactly.
Are you doing the,
No.
Yeah. Or no, whatever, fuck you.
I don't know.
So, my dickhead of the week is Sam Pepper. Any objections?
No, I think we can all agree on that.
No, I was gonna go with an MP, but you know what? No.
Okay, so on the count of three, we say, you're a dickhead. Okay.
Okay.
One.
Oh, I
two,
like this.
Three. One, two, all three.
Right.
You're a dickhead. Kill yourself.
We need to work on that.
Yeah.
So now.
Wait, I'm not done.
Okay.
There's still more funny news. I don't want to end it with that.
Yeah,
I
want to
end it with Sam Pepper being a dickhead.
No. No one wants to end it with that.
Oh, yeah, that's true, actually.
Especially not Steve or Tony.
Fuck, they probably aren't friends with them anymore.
But no, they probably are if they filmed that outro video a few days afterwards.
Oh, was it a few days afterwards?
Yeah.
Oh. Never mind.
But realistically, prank videos are fake, so they were all in on it.
Yeah.
They're all shitty people.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, we're gonna pretend to murder each other to get views? No, you fucking idiots. Go watch the TV.
Go watch something.
Or just get a job.
Go watch the fucking WAP Demon.
Alright, Farnsworth. Get a job!
Get a job!
What do you mean being a viner isn't a job?
Get a job!
Does Just Rain have a job?
He's the best.
Get a job.
He's so good. He's so good.
Shut your fucking mouth.
You don't even know me, you fucking bitch!
And have you seen the Duck Duck Goose one?
No.
Oh my god, the caption is when you're playing Duck Duck Goose with someone you hate. And it's the whole vine is just him holding it, like going around the circle playing Duck Duck Goose. And it's like, duck, duck, fucking bitch, duck.
See, that's funny.
Yeah.
Killing Tony ain't fucking funny.
No, it's not. Stop killing Tony.
Or better yet, I don't get what the point of his prank videos are. Because, like, remember that time when he did that pinching ass video in public?
Yeah, the
to prove
oh, is he that guy?
Same guy.
Oh my fucking god! I didn't realize it was him. I'll go.
His point was.
That sexual harassment happens to women in the streets daily. No fucking shit.
So he proved that point by doing it.
Yeah.
Fucking great. Oh, but it's a fake hand. So yeah, but you're still doing it.
Yeah, that doesn't you know make it. Any
Who's
better.
Controlling the fake hand? Well, it's me. But all right, go fuck yourself.
Who's uploading this video to YouTube claiming to be a social experiment after you backfired? Oh, well, it's me, like, fuck you.
My name is Sam Pepper, and I'm
That's
not.
Perfect.
I actually have no idea how he sounds.
That.
Hello, my name is Sam Pepper, and I'm basically a fucking cunt.
Basically?
No, he does actually sound like that.
I don't know why I sound like a fucking rem, but I fucking do.
Because he's from a weird place in England. Anyway, here are some top words ranked according to frequency of use in the episodes for Simpsons.
Oh, okay.
What the fuck is happening?
There's a list of 1,000 words that are most frequently used in the Simpsons. Okay.
Why the fuck you lying?
Why the fuck are you stupid?
I don't know why that tickled me so much.
Do you realize how stupid you sound? Do you realize how stupid you look?
Was that supposed to be Seamus and Seth Rollins impressions?
Yes.
Alright, moving on
Number
to the
Number one words with a frequency of 100,000 uses. The.
Alright, that's not fair.
Second word. You.
Alright, this is dumb.
I'm sorry.
Let me scroll down until I find actually something. The you I a two and of it in my that is this me you're for oh I'm on we what no all have be but don't it's do are just with not like so well now was get can your
this is the weirdest sentence ever.
No Homer.
Oh okay.
At number 43 Homer.
Okay, how many times?
11,928.
It's a lot.
Out here, one at that's up, hey, right, if go got Bart.
If go got Bart.
I'm just going to read this until we get to the fucking names of the characters.
I love listening to this as if it's a sentence.
He how are about there, I'll good, come, yeah, see, will they...
Come.
I'm pretty sure they didn't mean it that way, Andy.
Anyway. Oh. He how are about there, I'll good come, yeah, see will they want Marge.
This is so stupid.
I love this so much.
Man from as think and little can't look, why him back did okay, who dad some us time when gonna take could Simpson.
What the fuck is life?
This is the best episode ever, holy shit.
Is never Lisa.
I don't know what the fuck is going on anymore.
Going, yes.
Wait, whoa.
What?
They say Lisa less than they say Simpson.
Hat.
That's weird.
Going, yes.
And yet
yes,
they say Bart,
I'd
Marge,
say...
and Homer more.
Yeah, there's no Maggie yet, by the way.
Whoa.
Okay, here we go. Going, yes, we're, I've say, he's by make wood more been or love, let's really, theirs has her way down, Mr. Two off them boy, give something need where were only people, that's then, sorry, what's then over tell, am sorry, had he's let those two, sure didn't they thing, kids, please, wait, mom. Should she first ever better stop, great sir, again, God old help, maybe, big any thank I'd into home life, even there, Van Very gasps, put school, said their mean work.
Oh my god, I'm dying.
Show you've laughing, mate son, ooh, we'll much hello, because, huh, last you're Springfield.
I just...
I can't wait till it gets to the point where it's like just names in a row.
Yeah, I want to see that. I want to see that. Cole always, still money, must name finally night groans, did find doing before fort, won't house every next, ah, guy, anything. Rough. Thanks, bad, isn't guess, feel away, burns.
This is the dumbest segment I think
feel
I've ever.
Away, burns.
Feel away, burns, free, dough.
Oh, there's dough.
Nothing things, baby.
Wait, what number on the list is dough?
223.
That's insane to me.
It's the English language, to be fair.
Yeah, but... Ah.
Nothing things, baby. Keep wow years. Nice other godda does place. We've world both real after. Believe lot best, guys. Car, ow, remember. Here, own long dog. Around kill mo.
Oh,
Bus kill Mo.
I love how the best part about that is that, like, you know how frequently Mo's name comes up, especially when he's just talking about going to Mo's, you know? So, yeah. Like, the fact that they say kill more,
yeah,
is amazing to me.
Fun, whoa, Krusty. Another mate stupid doesn't grunting grunts. Talk done. Here's happy today singing. Use play, which she's children. Kind job wrong. Fine, getting screams everything, girl. Someone chuckles honey through coming east. Father, most everyone, Millhouse. Mother, while worry, many screaming, high enough. Looks, leave, watch, hell, listen, left, shut, minute, tonight TV, Maggie Simpsons. I wanted to stop when we got to Maggie.
Okay,
that's 310.
Oh, that was actually amazing.
So Millhouse is said, I don't know, it's just a thing I found.
Oh, God.
And plus, it's funny, apparently. I have it today, I fucked up.
Okay.
I'd like to read the titles after I'm done with this to give it more impact.
After you're done reading it?
Yeah, because okay. If I just say the title outright, it gives away the best part.
That's fair. Okay, sure.
I was struggling with a hard case of morning wood, which my wife and I refer to as the morning hornies. She wasn't particularly engaged by the side of my swollen penis and told me to do what I do. Never one to resist the urge to fire my main weapon. I unloaded the carcasses of my extra little men on her stomach. This record is... time, too. 3 minutes. Good stuff.
What the fuck is this? Like, hang I get on. It, but, like, why?
Feeling pride in my work, I hopped from our bed and turned on the shower, ready to refresh. Returning to the bedroom while the water warmed to a toasty temperature, my wife lie napping peacefully. Why would I not interrupt that? Without a thought, I bounded over to partake in my most favorite of Fardy Timbers, the Belly Motorboat.
Oh, God.
I planted my head in her stomach and proceeded to blast a raspberry with deserved force.
Oh, I thought he was literally going to fart on her stomach.
It was very wet and rather salty down there.
Oh. Oh.
Today, I fucked up by masturbating onto my wife. Here's the tip. Don't jizz on your wife and then rub your face in it unless you're into that sort of thing.
Yeah, why? He didn't really think why that would through.
To be fair, when you first wake up, you're not going to be all there. Especially after you've already busted a nut and you're in
that zest. He had been in the shower at this point.
What the fuck?
Had he been in the shower or was he waiting for it to warm up?
I hopped from my bed and
turned on the shower, ready to refresh, returning to the bedroom while the water warmed to a
toasty.
So no, he hadn't got the big wet yet.
Okay.
So at least he had a shower afterwards, though.
Yeah, that's true. At least he didn't just get out of the shower and do that.
Yeah, because then he'd have to have another shower. Fucking idiot.
Oh shit, there's another bit of news. Sorry, last bit of news.
Okay.
Man arrested with 51 live turtles in his pants, expected to plead guilty to smuggling.
What are you in for? I smuggled turtles.
51 of them in my pants.
It was hard.
They were hard.
And so was I.
A Canadian man caught with dozens of turtles in his pants has pleaded guilty to smuggling in a federal court in Michigan. Kai Zhu.
What? That's an odd name.
Kai Zhu has pleaded guilty to smuggling or attempting to smuggle more than 1,000 turtles from the southeastern area of the state. He was caught last year at a border crossing with 51 snappers taped to his body.
Snappers?
Yeah. Well, if they're taped to your body, they're not going to snap anything.
They could still eventually get some.
27-year-old would order turtles online, travel to the US to pick them up, and then ship them to China or return with them to Ontario. He faces a maximum penalty of 10 years in prison.
Whoa.
Excuse me. After his guilty plea Tuesday in Ann Arbor, Michigan. It's illegal to export wildlife from the US without license from the government. Zoo regularly deals in turtle shipments worth $30,000, $80,000, or $125,000, Assistant U.S. Attorney Sarah Woodward said in a court filing. In China, the turtles he smuggles are worth 2 to 3 times the amount he pays here. Well, that's one way to make money.
Yeah, I guess.
It's creative, I'll give him that. Hey, what do you do? I sell hoses at the Walmart. What do? I smuggle turtles.
Well,
do you have a wife? No.
Do you need a refill?
I have my turtle here, it's fine.
Okay.
Da-da-da-da-da-da. Because apparently he's crazy.
Yeah, no, obviously.
The zoo was found to have 41 live turtles strapped to his legs and 10 hidden between his legs.
Oh.
So he popped it off his bum.
Canadian authorities seized the turtles.
Wait, you think he shoved 10 turtles up his ass, Andy?
I don't know.
If you get enough up there, you'll turn into a wizard.
What is wrong with us?
Special Agent Fuller noticed irregularly shaped bulges under Zeus' sweatpants on both his legs.
Maybe he has a huge dick.
Maybe 20, he's
like
a turtle.
40 of them.
Or on his legs. Maybe he's a Dalek.
And they're moving.
That was British news. That was British
news.
No,
it wasn't.
No, it wasn't. That wasn't British news.
That was in Australia.
Fuck
also,
off.
It's the Bureau broadcast.
Easy to speak, baby Jesus. I can't wait.
Yeah, you're gonna finish that?
No.
And now, it is time for improv games.
Have fun making fun, dammit!
Shut up!
Yeah, Brooks?
It's not funny! Try different jokes! God! Say hat again, I wouldn't mind that.
Hat!
Not while I'm drinking water!
Hat!
That went through my fucking nose!
To be fair, you set that up for failure.
That went through my fucking nose, Andy, I hate
you.
Hat? Stop drinking!
Did it again! Let me drink, for fuck's sake!
But what about my hat?
Got it in before you did it, fuck you. can we play prize fight?
Play prize fight.
Okay, now Carmine.
Yeah.
Do you want to be the prompt giver, or shall I be the prompt
I
giver?
I don't want to be the prompt giver, I want to play.
Okay. Well, yeah. We can both do it in turns, how about that? How about
I don't know if I'll be able to come up with a prompt for this, but I can try.
You can try. I'll go first, I'll give you two some prompts, so, okay. Gentlemen, turn to your Facebooks.
I am going to Facebook.
Oh, it's this one. Oh, Jesus.
Oh, this one.
So are we doing the same thing? We're fighting over a cookie?
What do you want to fight over?
Let's fight over a stick of gum.
A stick of gum, okay. So, for those who don't know how this game works, two contestants are fighting over a stick of gum, but there's a catch. Whilst they are talking about who gets the stick of gum, they have a secret direction that they must adhere to during this conversation. Basically, a weird way to act.
We have a character to follow.
It could be a character, it could be someone in a situation, it could be whatever. I give them their directions, and whilst they are fighting for the stick of gum, they have to guess what the opponent's direction is. The first one to correctly guess wins.
Yeah.
Wins the round, anyway.
God, this was so funny last week.
Yeah.
I can't do this game.
I'm blue, you're Carmine. Oh, yeah, okay. Fucking stupid.
I'm not stupid.
Please, take my cookie.
Andy, do you have your prompt?
I've got it now, yeah.
Okay. Do you have your prompt?
Oh, God, yeah, I got it.
Okay, and go.
I want the gum. Because it is the best for working people. I want the gum.
Andy Kwan, I need the gum. Are you Donald Trump?
No, I need the gum.
I'm not sure.
With working tax credit cuts. Wait, no. Just give me the gum.
Are you a British politician? I don't know.
Are you Brexit bomber?
I am.
Do I win then?
Come on, guys. Who are you?
I don't know who Andy was.
Keep going, then.
I don't know. Was he David Cameron, let's say?
Yeah!
Okay. I was actually going to say that, but I was like, I don't know if he might be another politician. I just don't know.
Prompts were Andy was David Cameron and Carmine was Barack Obama.
Yeah.
Good job.
I feel like I did good with that impression.
Yeah, no, you did all right.
I did really good.
Yeah.
Well, I knew you were talking about some politician because of the way what you were saying. I don't know what
working tax credits. No, yeah. He's fucking Paris Hilton.
Right.
Of course I am.
Right. I'll give you two another ones, seeing how that one was short. And then, Carmen, you can give us both a prompt.
Yeah, it like. Should hopefully go well.
Hello.
Are you fucking Alan Rickman?
Andy, do you have your prompt?
yeah.
Carmine, do you have your prompt?
Oh, God, yeah, but I don't know how to do that.
And go.
Andy, I need the... No.
What do you need?
I need the gum, Andy.
By God! By God, he wants the gum!
Okay,
by God, I do not believe what we're saying from that. Stone cold. Stone cold.
How am I supposed to do a Kim Kardashian impression?
Those were prompts. Andy was fucking JR! Shut up! The game is over! You lost! You know, the trick is to not do an exact impression of these people, because you're not meant to have your opponent guess who you are.
Right.
You're meant to win.
I think
you have to be discreet about it.
Need slow down.
Yeah. Come on, give us both prompts.
Yeah, so do you still want to fight over a stick of gum? Or do you want to fight over gum?
Sure. Yeah, let's go for a stick of gum.
Okay, we're fighting over gum.
Okay, let me think. I'm going to need you two to vamp while I think of prompts, because...
They don't necessarily need to be characters or real people like these are. You could be in a situation, say, for example. You could be, you could be, I don't know, doing something. You could be doing
Andy,
something.
I just sent you your prompt. I'm still thinking of Brooks's.
Yeah, I think Andy got his. It's quite fun when you think of things that are outside of a box.
Okay, this might... I hope this goes well for Brooks.
Okay. I'll make it work, okay.
Okay, so you both have your prompts?
Yeah. Yes.
Fighting over a stick of gum, and go.
What a gum, man.
You're Sylvester Stallone.
I want the gum.
No, just don't. Don't look at me, please. No.
Give me the gum. I want the gum.
No, I can't. No, I don't know where I would give it to. Stop it.
Give me the gum. Why won't you give me the gum? Fuck.
Listen, listen, you disabled man. I don't know.
give me gum, you fucking prick.
Look, Taz, I don't want to give you gum.
Look, you fuck. Give me the fucking gum.
Stop swearing at me. Stop swearing at me. Stop looking at me. I don't want
you. Give me the fucking gum.
I don't have the gum. We're fighting over the gum, you fucking idiot.
Give me the fucking gum.
I don't have the gum. Stop.
Give me it. I need it.
I'm looking around. I don't know
give
where
it is. Give me the fucking gun, you fucking, fucking twat. Give me the gun.
Is Andy stupid?
Well, you're getting it warmer.
I need the gum. Give me the gum.
Why do you need the gum?
Because I want the gum.
Why?
No, well, warmer.
I'm gonna pull someone. Just give me the gum.
You're gonna pull someone?
Yeah, I'm gonna, the streak's gonna end. Give me the gun. Gum. Whatever the fuck I want.
Give me the gun.
I have a gun right now. I wanna shoot you.
No, I don't want that. No, I don't want that. I want gum. Like, the fucking, the chewing stuff. Chewy.
Wow, you're good at acting like this even when you're not.
Chewy, for fuck's sake.
You drunk, maybe?
Yeah, there you go.
Okay.
Give me the gun. I was scared.
So Andy was drunk, and Brooks was afraid of making eye contact with Andy.
Look at me,
fucking...
See, thing is, I've spoken to Andy when he's drunk. It's not like that.
I know.
He makes good, concise points.
Yeah, oddly enough.
Should have just said correct things, Andy. Well, that's good. Let's go for it again.
Okay.
I do enjoy this game, I must say.
Give me the gum.
You're terrible at this, Andy.
I'm not terrible at this.
He just repeats the same thing over and over.
You were stuck in a loop where you were saying fuck for like five
fuck,
minutes.
Fuck.
That's
fuck,
what I do fuck, when I'm drunk, though.
Fuck. Give me the gun. Give
but I've spoken to you when you're drunk.
But I don't normally act like that when I'm drunk.
Well, then... okay. Okay.
Wait, where's mine?
No, I haven't sent yours yet, Andy.
Oh.
Alright. I can do this. Let's... I can do this.
I hope you can do this. Andy, I have faith in you here. Let's hope this goes well.
What the fuck am I supposed to do with that?
Okay, well, apparently my faith is misguided. But you both have your proms.
I guess.
All right.
And go.
I'm Angela. Hi. Can I have a piece of gum, please?
What? Brooks?
Are you there?
Brooks?
I just want a piece of gum, mate.
Oh, he dropped.
Oh, well, I win. Why the fuck you lie?
Oh, God. Why did Brooks drop?
I don't know.
Oh, hold on.
Did I win that?
Well, not... Hold on. We're going to try it again once we get him back, but...
Hi!
Oh, wait, Brooks,
hello?
You back?
Hello?
Hi.
Hello? Fuck.
Okay.
I'm Angela.
Hold on. He just dropped again!
I don't know what the fuck he... What's he playing at?
I don't know. I don't think this is part... This isn't... This, if he's trying to do this as part of his character, it's not a very good interpretation.
Hello?
Hi.
What is happening?
I don't know.
Why do I keep dying?
I don't know.
That's not my prompt.
I know it's not.
All right, sorry. Let's
try
it again. Let's try
it from the top and go.
I'm Angela. Hi.
You gender swapped Andy.
No. Not... Well, not quite.
I'm Angela, and
the
I would like
in
a piece
the kitchen.
Of... No, I don't want to. I want my gum.
Some stupid feminazi or something? Why do you want my gum?
I just want some gum.
Ugh, please.
I want gum, damn it!
No,
Andy,
no,
you
see.
You gotta be in fucking character. You're just saying, give me the gum.
You can't just keep saying, give me the gum, give me the gum, give me the gum!
You have to say things while in character.
No, listen, right? I can't give you the gum. I'm stuck in the friend zone right now. I'd really appreciate it if I wasn't.
I
forever alone, no.
I'll get you out the friend zone.
No, I want to stay in and watch My Little Pony.
We can watch My Little Pony together. Just give
no,
me...
No, I don't want you. I want this other girl. See, I'm nice to her, but she wouldn't sleep with me.
But I'm not like other girls.
What the fuck am I meant to do with this?
Give me the gum, please.
No, I have the gum.
Say
you're
fucking
not gonna get it, fucking feminist.
No, I'm not like other girls. I can. I'm very.
You're Barry? I thought you were Angela.
I'm Angela. Shut up, damn it. Who are you?
Is he Angela?
Well, not as. That's not. Well, no, that's not his characteristic that you have to guess.
I
to be fair, he's not making this very obvious.
I don't know what to do.
Okay, should we just call this one a draw?
Please, because he's not doing well.
All right, so
gum.
Brooks was a quote-unquote nice guy, and Andy was a drag queen.
Andy.
What?
Okay, seeing how me and Carmine are good at this game, Andy, why don't you both give us directions?
Okay.
Ooh, this should be fun.
Okay.
Let's keep fighting over gum. Just keep that constant.
All right.
Yeah, it's always a constant with this thing. Oh, this should be interesting to see what questions we get from
it. I like how the one thing he could, the two things he could come up with for being a drag queen were changing his name to Angela and saying, I'm not like other girls.
That doesn't, what? how? Christ, all right.
Okay. So his prompt is apparently confusing. Let's see what mine is.
Well, no.
Oh, God damn it!
Now fight over gum!
So I'm gonna make a video about how people.
Sam Pepper.
Yeah.
I was supposed to be Donald Trump.
That would have been good.
Like all I said was, I'll make a video while making this shitty British accent.
Yeah. Yeah. That was all I needed.
It sucks because we just talked about him.
I had to give it a nerve go.
Okay.
And I'll let you talk first this time.
Yeah, really. We'll have Andy give us another prompt, and then I'll give you two one last prompt, and then that'll be it for prize fight.
All right.
Whoever wins, we'll decide.
Yeah.
All right, so actually Google, like, fedora quotes. Okay.
All right. 'Cause specifically I told you to be a fedora-wearing nice guy.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Okay. All right. Sure. Guess I can go with this.
This is going to be so difficult for me.
It's not going to be easy for me either.
Okay. Go. Now give me the gum. You're Dixie Carter.
Yeah.
Why is this so hard?
I was supposed to be Vince McMahon.
I thought so, but I didn't get enough of your fucking voice to tell for sure.
Why is this so difficult?
The thing is, the minute you do an accent, like, you're fucked if that other person knows what the accent is.
Well, I'm not very creative, as you can tell.
No, that's alright. I'll just give you both another prompt, and then we'll finish it.
Alright.
Okay. I need to go to sleep.
No, you don't.
Oh, okay.
Andy, you got your prompt.
Oh, okay. Oh, brilliant.
Come on, you got your prompt.
Okay.
You both ready?
I've never been good at this.
Go.
So, can I have some gum, please, mate?
Are you Liam?
Fuck!
Can't do this.
I was supposed to be Ellie. I have no idea how to do that.
He's got to act all cute and shit.
You're great.
Hey.
Says right, man well, Streak, who keeps talking about dicks and semen every day.
Jesus. That's it for prize fight.
Go fuck yourself, Andy. Who so wins
let's,
that?
Let's do a quick round because Andy apparently needs to sleep soon, and I want to get Aunt Agony Andy done before he leaves. So to finish off improv games, let's do a quick round of improv story time.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Woohoo! I love this game!
So for those of you who don't know, this is the classical improv game of saying one word at a time in a specific rotation, trying to make a cohesive story, which never works out the way we intend.
No.
And,
because of
that. Yeah, mainly. So, Brooks, will you want to write this down?
Alrighty.
We will have the rotation of Andy, me, Brooks. So once Brooks is ready, Andy, you can start us off.
Okay.
Go.
Hello!
I'm...
gay.
The end.
Okay. Hello, I'm gay.
Okay, there we go.
That's the end of that.
Let's do the same rotation.
Cheese!
Smells.
The end.
God damn it. God damn it.
Cheese smells.
Alright, new rotation.
Alright.
Brooks, me, Andy.
Okay. Die.
New sentence.
Andy.
It's not your turn.
Oh.
And that's been all for improv games.
Hey! Have fun making fun, damn it!
God damn it.
How about we do a different quicker improv game, seeing how that one failed?
We don't have a lot of quick ones.
Okay, there's one called Quickfire.
No. No, wait, we can't really do the 20 one, can we?
Yeah, we can.
With three people, we can do that?
Yeah.
All right, let's do that.
Okay, for those who don't know, we have to count up to 20, and it's very difficult.
Yeah, so basically, the same person can't say two numbers in a row.
No.
And if two people say the next number at the same time, we have to start over.
Yep, and you cannot say any number out of order, etc.
And we just have to go from 1 to 20.
Yeah, so let's do that.
So, let's have a designated person to start so that we don't fuck up on that's... 1 like we used to do.
Okay.
1.
All right.
2.
3.
4.
5.
6.
6.
Shit. All right, I'll start. 1.
2.
3.
4, 5, 6. Damn it.
He didn't say that. Okay.
He was going to, but.
All right, Brooke started. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13.
14. 15.
Damn it!
Like Stein.
It is tricky with three people because it's hard to like not get into a pattern with it.
Right, and so you have to mix it up at certain points.
Yeah.
Alright, so I'll start it, and this will be the last round. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Shit! I wanted to break the pattern. Alright. Alright, so that's it for improv games.
Alright.
We move on. Tant and Agony Andy.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is now time for Aunt Agony Andy.
Stop stealing my material.
For those who don't know.
If you have any questions or requests for advice for this lovely gentleman here.
Or if you want to test his knowledge, of which he has none.
No, right. Don't test my knowledge. No,
there's
one
plenty
knows
of that this week. You can send those questions. Knowledge. You can send those questions to thesuplabrocast@gmail.com with the subject line Aunt Agony Andy. And if you do that, you might sound a little something like this. Dear Aunt Agony Andy.
Hiya.
Can you help me with my math homework?
Okay.
First off, is 12 a prime number? Brooks, don't say anything.
I don't fucking know.
Okay. I know this one. So, Andy, is 12 a prime number?
No.
Hey, you got it right.
Oh. So, something that's divisible by its... No. Something that isn't... No.
Something that's only divisible by itself and
that's,
one.
That's the one.
Which 12 is not.
6.
Next, we have a little equation here.
3.
2x equals 360 divided by 4. Solve for x.
Where are the brackets?
Around the 360 divided by 4. But that part really shouldn't matter.
I got it.
I don't really... Algebra, I'm shit at it. I
got it.
No, hold on, let me type it out for you. Let me type it out for you in the Skype chat and see if you can... Maybe
I can't.
I'm pretty sure I've already figured it out in my head.
See it. It might help you out of it. Whoops.
I've always been shit at algebra. I don't... Maths, my one Achilles heel.
Math!
There you go, there it is. There's the equation.
Hot!
2x equals 360 divided by 4. What is x?
40, isn't it? 40? No, wait, that's wrong. Completely wrong. 90.
It's
not 90.
It's not
90.
180. Nope. You're getting farther away.
45.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's
45. Yeah.
For those of you who don't realize the process, 360 divided by 4 is 90, so 2x equals 90, which means x equals 45.
Where's the advice?
He just wanted help with his math homework.
Fuck.
I'm helping people.
Math lab with the supla.
But there's more questions.
Okay.
Is
what's 8 plus 9?
Is it really necessary to wear a seatbelt at all times?
Yes, of course.
Except when you're not in a car, it would be weird otherwise.
Andy, dear Agony Andy.
Hiya.
Why isn't your shop open on Thursdays?
Ha! Callback.
What are you talking about?
I actually don't even know this one.
You both have terrible memory.
I don't get it.
Andy just mumbles when he doesn't get things.
I don't get it. Something I just don't understand.
Dear Aunt Agony Andy.
Are we gonna get an answer for that or not?
Well, Andy doesn't know it, and I don't know it, so unless you want to tell us.
He said forever ago that a shop is not open on Thursdays.
When?
Does it matter when you said it?
I don't remember saying that at all.
When is free Chevrolet Day? Which, by the way, is the day that people who drive Chevrolets are allowed to pass through toll booths for free.
That can't be a thing.
That can't be a fucking thing.
When is it?
Thursdays.
Ha ha ha.
There you go. I did a funny. The end.
Dear Aunt Agony Andy.
Morning.
Why won't you tell us whether or not you ever wondered why?
I keep asking him and he doesn't say.
I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Have you ever wondered what?
What?
Yes, I have. Fuck it. The end.
What have you wondered?
The meaning of life. Fuck it.
What?
The meaning of life.
What?
What?
Have you ever wondered what?
Oh, fuck yourself.
This is a follow-up to one of your questions from last week. There is a Polish man who lives down the street from me, but he's a TV salesman. He doesn't polish shoes or cars.
Oh, you can still help with it. It's not fucking rocket science. Andy.
Well, maybe it is to Andy.
Maybe.
Get the brush and brush your car.
No, you get the polish.
Get the shoe polish and brush your car.
Right, anyway, what's next?
Why did you make... This feels like a question for us, but it's part of Aunt Agony Andy, so it's weird. Why did you make Andy Admiral of the Supla Navy?
Because I'm awesome.
Because he wouldn't shut the fuck up otherwise. Besides, we have a Navy, but there's actually no one in the Navy, so technically it is a position of power, but he has no power over anybody. So.
In the Navy.
Do seven seas.
Dear Aunt Agony Andy, are you an auntie or an uncle?
I'm neither. My sister doesn't, or other family.
I'm neither. I am a constant. I am eternal.
Yes, I am eternal.
I am Legion.
I
am Legion. There
autonomous.
There's your answer. I am Legion.
This, you are autonomous.
This feels like it shouldn't be part of Aunt Agony Andy.
Well, don't ask it.
Yeah, well, all right. Aunt Agony Andy's over. So now it's time for the letter what? Time.
Apparently it's over.
Because that's it. No, that's it. We don't have any more.
Oh, okay.
We ran out.
And the next question here from...
Hi.
...is, what's wrong with the Queen Mary 2? She's the most magnificent ship afloat. Brendan, the likelihood of a ship hitting an iceberg and sinking is far less likely than getting in a car crash.
No, that's still part of Aunt Agony Andy.
Why?
That fucking dude anonymously asked last week. I'm sailing to Britain. I don't like planes. Should I go by the boat?
Oh, yeah, that happened.
Yeah.
And so Andy what's, was wrong like, with no. the, what's wrong with the Queen Mary 2?
Yeah, why don't you want to sail, Andy? He doesn't know, because he's not smart anymore. His brain is shut off. He's lost. He doesn't know where he is. He wants to go.
I don't remember the original fucking, like, what was I arguing for? To sail. It's quicker to go on a plane.
Yeah, but what's wrong with a boat?
Speak up!
I don't know! Well, I don't know, there's nothing wrong with planes, I don't know.
Boat!
Boats, there's nothing wrong with boats or planes!
Boat!
There's nothing more boats or planes. I don't fucking know anymore. Duck. Okay, hat.
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 He sounds exactly like that.
That's not how I sound.
Anyway,
hat.
I do not sound like that.
Say the word hat.
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 I do not sound
no,
like
that. No,
we're
not doing this again. You don't sound like that.
I don't sound like that.
We have unanswered.
That. I don't sound like that.
Oh God, we have unanswered questions.
Oh God.
Rick, Morty.
I don't sound like that.
Matt.
This question's from Matt. No, it's not.
I wish it was.
I wish it was.
Do
we have any fans called Matt? That's your name now. Matt.
Matt.
Hi, I'm Andy. My favorite person is Matt. I like when he says fat and he wears a hat. But Matt. Matt.
Such a cool cat. Okay, so we have unanswered questions from last week. From Antonio.
There's nothing creative there. I couldn't think of anything.
Oh, yeah, he asked me how's Black Butler. I don't fucking know anymore. I stopped caring.
Yeah, I know. I said this.
Yeah, I know. I was just confirming it.
Right.
He also asked what my favorite character from Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood is. I have not seen enough of it to give a shit.
Is it Matt?
Shut up.
Matt.
God. I know there were like these evil. They were like the seven deadly sins, like personified.
Yeah.
I think the one that was greed was cool. I don't remember if it actually was greed.
I
remember one
it.
Of them was cool.
One of them was cool. Only one.
And then he also said, if you could be any alchemist from the series, which one would you be? I would be the one with the fire powers because I like how he does it. He has like gloves that like spark, and then from there he can control it and make it into super cool fire shit.
Fire, yeah.
So there's that. And then our last question here, also from Antonio. I'm not. You all right there, Beavis?
Yeah, fire.
What's up, Beavis? I don't remember how Butthead sounds.
Hey, Beavis.
What's up?
I'm not sure who said they saw. It's just turning into the fucking what do you think?
David Bergeron.
I'm not sure who said they saw Gone in 60 Seconds with Nick Cage.
Me.
I'll give you three guesses.
Me.
But I recommend that you see the original 1974 Gone in 60 Seconds, which is the basis of the 2000 version with Nick Cage.
Let's Google who was in it.
So apparently the Nick Cage version's a remake of sorts.
Apparently so. Did not know that. Okay. Gone in 60 Seconds, 1974. Who was in it? Oh, Christ. Yeah, this is definitely in the 70s. Who was it? Oh. Okay. H.B. Halicki? Marion Busia? Jerry Dalgurda.
Dalgurda?
James McIntyre, George Cole, Ronald Halicki, Marcos Kotsikos. Yes, I can read. Butch Stockton.
Wow.
Phil Woods. I don't know any of these people.
Yeah, this is a no-name cast.
Insurance investigator Mandrian Pace.
Wow.
Mandrian. That's not a name. And his team lead double lives as unstoppable car thieves. When a South American drug lord pays Pace to steal 48 cars for him, all but one, a 1973 Ford Mustang are in the bag. As Pace prepares to rip off the fastback, codenamed Eleanor, in Long Beach, he is unaware that his boss has tipped off the police after a business dispute. Detectives are waiting and pursue Pace through five cities as he desperately tries to get away. No, the remake sounds better.
Well, who knows? Maybe some of these no-name people are great actors and it's a fantastic movie.
Well, considering the fact that none of them have fucking profile pictures on IMDb. Let's go to H.B. Halicki. Let's see.
H.B. Halicki. That's a great name. You think he was the Nick Cage of his time?
He was also in a movie called The Junk Man.
I'd say that means yes.
He was also about cars.
The Junk Man sounds like a movie Nick Cage would be in.
He was also in Deadline Auto Theft, also known as Gone in 60 Seconds 2.
Oh, so
from 1983. He was in the remake of Gone in 60 Seconds.
What, he is?
Apparently.
That's...
As who? I need to see this now. H.B. Halicki. Okay, let's see. Go to the full cast. What do we got? Let's find him. No, find. Halicky.
What's happening?
Oh, he wrote it.
Ah. Oh, okay.
So he's the Tommy Wiseau of his time. Apparently.
Did he write the original?
Let's see. Yeah.
Oh, so he is the Tommy Wiseau of his time. Okay.
I think he did. Maybe.
Maybe,
I don't know.
We don't have to
find. Oh, no, he directed it and he wrote it, yeah.
Wow, he's literally the Tommy Wiseau of his time.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And then he worked with Nick Cage.
Apparently.
That's actually pretty great. I kind of that really was. Want to see the original now.
Yeah, yeah.
But, cool. That's good stuff to know. We learned something today about H.B. Halicki.
Woo!
We learned that
Let's
he exists.
Let's do the final segment now.
Final segment?
Pussy.
Oh, right. Does this have a jingle?
Yeah. I'll send it to you.
Okay. Andy, just to fucking sigh.
Andy's request to get this segment going.
Banned. Very I want it banned. I don't...
No, it's your idea. It's your idea.
Right.
It is now day 935.
935 days.
2 years, 6 months, and 21 days.
I feel like eventually this will expand to like minutes.
No. Irrelevant.
I would never be surprised if that eventually happens.
The website doesn't support minutes.
Okay.
It's just days.
Well, at least we know it's been 935.
935. Ching, ching, ching. How many days until day 1000?
That would be 65.
Sounds like 69.
Maybe sometimes.
Yeah.
But, Andy, how you doing? How you feeling?
This was your idea, mate.
This was not my fucking idea.
Literally your idea.
It was.
When was this my idea?
Let's have a segment called Pussy. I ask you what the segment's called, and you're like, it's not a street counter, is it?
I didn't I've never said let's have this fucking thing.
Yeah, you did. There's literal evidence of it. Don't lie.
In the last episode.
What did I say?
But he forgot. He has amnesia, apparently, and he can't remember anything related to the show.
You're helping with a streak.
No.
He gets halfway through a conversation. He gets halfway through a conversation with a lady, and he's like, wait, why am I here?
Wait, what's happening?
He's fucking Dory.
No, Dory is likable.
Oh my god.
Fuck me.
She is!
I'm gonna cry this right.
She is!
I'm literally going to start crying because I can't say the word hat. And I can't stick my penis in a twat. So
twat.
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 Anyway, moving
Matt,
on.
Help me with this twat.
She doesn't like my hat.
I do not sound like that.
I'm allergic to her cat.
In the hat.
No doubt
about that.
And
Andy,
that is all.
We're your friend. We're your friend. Okay.
We are.
I know. I forget sometimes, but yeah. Okay.
You forget a lot of things.
Like what
Damn
you
it.
Said last week.
But he's busy. He works part time.
Yeah. Right. Because I don't totally do that too. Anyway.
Moving on.
We are done with the broadcasts. This has just been one of the most fucking... I don't even... You okay there?
Fucking animal!
Yeah, fucking animal, yeah! Marge!
Bastard!
Right, yeah, Marge said, yeah, fucking animal, yeah!
The song is literally playing right now as this is happening, so...
Yeah, fucking animal, yeah!
Zubimi!
Zubimi! We'll see you next week, everybody!
He goes to the city, and he's like, Zubimi!
We already did the Dark Knight synopsis.
Shut up!
Scott, it's not your turn.
You fucking animal, yeah. You fucking...
Lord, shut up!
Animal, yeah.
Fucking freaking geek!
Why does it always end with Scott Snyder?